ladies and gentlemen. It is Wednesday, July 17th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters, with 111 days until the presidential election. Trump assassination cover-up day five. That's what we're doing. That's what we're rolling with now, because that's what's going on. And there's a lot of other breaking news. We're going to have a lot of news for you. We'll even dab into the RNC a little bit. I got a couple guests coming up. But, folks, this assassination story is too big not to focus on. And if it was the president right now, it would be the number one story. So why isn't it for Donald Trump? A lot of new stuff is emerging. But first, a former classmate of the shooter was interviewed, and here's what he had to say about the potential would-be assassin.
Thomas was a quiet kid unless there's something that he was passionate about. Politics being one of them, he just did not like politicians, especially with the choices that we've had. He did not like our politicians. It was especially during 2016. It was Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, all of them. He showed that he disliked all of them, did not like any of them. So I brought up the fact that I'm Hispanic and, you know, I'm for Trump. And he said, well, you're Hispanic, so shouldn't you hate Trump? And I was like, no, he's great. I mean, like, he's a great president. And he's, you know, he called me stupid or insinuated that I was stupid. He's like, well, that's kind of stupid. If he was a know-it-all. So, like, once again, if he was passionate about something, he would just talk, and acted like he knew everything, especially politics-related. And he would say it in a tone that was like, I'm better than you, in a type of way. And, you know, meanwhile, it's like, dude, we're in the same classes. You know what I mean? We're talking about the same stuff here. And whenever it comes to politics, I mean, at the end of the day, I can agree, you can agree, you can disagree, I can disagree. We're like, oh, nothing about it. Like, at that point, it doesn't matter. At that point, it's, you know what I mean, we're just starting to figure out who we like and all. But, yeah, he was real smug and arrogant whenever he was talking. And whether that was his way to try to make friends or be funny, I don't know. But it got under my skin a lot. So, his friend group, they were known for being, like I said, like, just out there, a little bit more recluse. Some of them didn't even show up to school. Some of them went home school. Some of them, I think one of them went to, like, a private school. They were definitely the type, and they did make threats to shoot up our school. And that year, I believe it was our freshman year, because I had left our freshman year before I had left. You know, everyone going through Snapchat, everybody's texting, everybody, you know, saying this, that, and the third. Everybody was saying it was Thomas who made a threat, and it was that friend group. Everyone was mainly blaming the friend group, but a name that kept coming up was Thomas. And he never did anything, you know what I mean? He left school for a couple of days. It wasn't anything like a suspension or anything. It was just a couple of days, you know. He was not severely bullied. Almost nobody knew him. So, you know, for somebody who got severely bullied, I mean, I'm not going to name names, but I could name you a few students that were severely bullied, and I remember their names. He's not one of them. The signs were there, and somebody definitely had to go down. Somebody, whether he was talking to somebody or somebody either just didn't realize and just overlooked it, somebody should have known, because he was not a loner. And if both of his parents being counselors, how do you not see that warning sign or something? Anybody who knew him should have seen something, should have known something was up. And I know it's, you know, it's kind of easy to hide.
So think whatever you want about the politics. It completely destroys whatever the mainstream media wanted to say. But I don't even care about the politics. To me, this sounds like a perfect patsy. When will we find out he was on the FBI's radar?
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs that do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements, and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law, and IQs went up 15 points on average. Birth defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the Deep Earth Crystal Pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Trump assassination cover-up day 5. We're focusing on this. This is still the biggest story. Now, I'll tell you, just to preview the show here, we are going to get into some other election news with an election integrity expert joining us in the second hour. We're going to be joined by a former FBI agent and whistleblower in the third hour to get his thoughts, crack into his mind with what happened on Saturday. And obviously we have a bunch of new videos. I mean, I'm just loaded. I'm just loaded with videos, most of them dealing with the shooting on Saturday. But then we've got this Biden stuff is out of control. I'm 50-50. We'll see if we have time to play it. Folks, he literally can't talk. He had an event yesterday and he had an event today. The guy can't even talk. And the only reason you're not seeing much of it is because the RNC is going on. And obviously people are talking about a little bit about the Trump assassination. It should be more, quite frankly, the assassination attempt. But it's so bad that they want to keep this stuff internal. And now there's more internal calls being made inside the Democrat Party calling for Joe Biden to drop out of the race. It's a disaster. So we may play you some of that as well. I mean, I'm just loaded. And then we may reach into some of the RNC stuff as well. J.D. Vance has his speech tonight. That's going to be important for him to win over a lot of the doubters. We'll see how that goes. But let me just get right into the assassination cover-up. And the crew is really going to be a major part, as they have been all week, because I've just got so many clips, and we're basically just going to need to be synced up here. But another video has come out with the actual video of Trump. So yesterday we kind of showed the 3D image rendering of Trump turning his head as the bullet went by and nicked his ear. We now have another one that's the real time footage of Trump or images of Trump where you can see. And so, guys, I don't know which one it is on the video list, if you can find it for me, but you can see this is how crazy it is. Literally milliseconds and millimeters from the bullet going through Donald Trump's head. And you can see in the two screenshots where he's facing forward and then he moves his head. And if he didn't move his head, the bullet would have gone through his head. And again, it's just Donald Trump he wasn't supposed to be here today. And I think this is kind of what gets lost on everyone because he did survive. He did have the iconic photo, the iconic moment. He is at the RNC. There it is right there, guys. Thank you. And so we're just kind of forgetting. It's just like almost not even real. Trump, I really believe, folks, Trump was not supposed to be here today. And I even want to open up the phone lines. We've heard from eyewitnesses. I've probably spoken to a dozen eyewitnesses. Listen to eyewitness testimony. We've got some more today on what they think happened. But I think I'll open up the phone lines just to get now open phone lines.
on what you think led to this. But I firmly believe. Now you can talk about divine intervention. I'm saying there was a plan. How many people were involved? How many people had knowledge? How many people had the direct desire that day, that moment to kill Donald Trump? I don't know. I don't know if we'll ever know, but I'm convinced the plan was that Donald Trump would not be here today. And that image of the milliseconds and the millimeters, the difference between life and death, is unreal, really, I would say. Unreal. Now, I want to address some things that people are talking about, and these are the potential multiple shooter narratives or conspiracies, because I have a lot of people bringing this up to me. And I want to address that directly, and I'm not discounting people that are talking about that. I'm not insulting people that think that. I do not believe that. I will show why I don't believe that. I'll get deeper into that analysis today, just like we did yesterday, but I've got more reasons to say I don't believe that, and I'll show you kind of some of the theories and why I don't think they're possible. But first, let's go to a couple of the other eyewitnesses. And guys, it's clips 20 through 23. I don't know if all of these are eyewitnesses, so I need you to kind of help guide me through this. So go ahead and do this then, Rob. Just play the ones of the eyewitnesses that day talking about what they've seen.
I hit the ground, and he kept standing. I was like, you got to get down, boy. You got to get down. They're going to shoot you. Because if they would have had, like, a machine gun, they could have taken us all out. So then we laid there for a while, and we saw different places where the gunshots were at. And then they got President Trump down, Secret Service did, and they took him out of there and got him off of the stage. And he was bleeding. And so then my son and daughter-in-law was back behind us, back behind the fence. And we was worried about them. We couldn't call them. And so we started trying to go after them then when they finally let us up. And they had been right by the fence where the other shooter was. There was one I heard in the water tower. There was one by the fence.
And still, obviously, initial reports. But what we do...
First crack of the gunfire, and I just screamed, it's the sniper, it's the sniper. And he was firing down toward the water tower.
That's what we're hearing.
And, yeah, and then at that same exact moment, there was a spray from the right side of the stage that I thought was some type of gas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, or not gas, but smoke.
That's the hydraulic fluid.
You know, lined up front. But he said it was, he heard it was gunfire, you know, hydraulic on the one track. So the gunfire was coming toward the stage.
Wow.
And then a few minutes later, there was a couple more shots spotted down the hill, and that's when they started flooding and pushing everybody out.
You're out of there as you're starting to process this. I know we'll all be processing this over the coming days and weeks. How are you feeling now in this moment?
Well, what I've heard coming out here is now they feel that there was two shooters on both sides. So they got the one on the tower on this side, but the one on the right side they never got. So that's why they wanted us to leave immediately, because they thought there's still a shooter out there somewhere. So there could be in these woods around Butler.
Aaron, you know, I've covered many Trump rallies. I don't know how many you've been to.
My sixth. This is your.
I was here. I was the fourth car in the parking lot this morning.
All right, now let's just get into this now. The multiple shooters theory. And again, this isn't to discount the actual eyewitnesses, but there's a lot of reasons why they could have thought there were two shooters. You're in a panic. There's all kinds of different noises. They're hitting the hydraulics. They're hitting the bleachers. There's people on both sides getting hit. There's echoes. There's all kinds of things. So there's all kinds of anomalies that could have happened that could have led people to believe that, though it might not be true. Now, I still believe it was a single shooter. I'll explain the potentials of a second shooter, and I'll debunk some of the theories that there was a second shooter, at least from some of the angles that they're claiming. Now, it's worthwhile to say this before I get into that. We're not getting any information from the Secret Service or the FBI. It's like these little drips. It's like these little breadcrumbs. It's like what they want us to see or something. Now, I'll get into that more in a second, but I say that for the context here. We're supposed to think that there were only five shots fired. Is the only official reporting that I've seen is that the shooter only fired five shots. Well, all of us that have seen and heard the video know that there were more than five shots fired. But see, that's the problem. There's not been a press conference. So we really don't know how many shots the shooter fired. We really don't know the exact specifications of the guns or the bullets. We could have all this information right now. They could present the weapon to the American people in a press conference. Three people were shot. The hydraulics were hit. The bleachers were hit. So at least five shots that we know of. You could run the ballistics. We could know the exact type of bullet. We could have all of these questions answered, and we're getting nothing. No press conference. Instead, we get these little drip, drip, drips, which is suspicious. But we'll get into those in a second. But we all heard more than five shots. How many shots did Secret Service fire back? We don't know. There's been reports about, was he told to stand down? Was he not? I think we have a better idea into why that is. But I'll get to that in a second. Let's observe the potential of a second shooter here. And, you know, there's a couple maps that I think are the best to use for this. So we can kind of dot cam this. And this might be the best map right here. Because they say, and I should add an element right here too. And folks, I'm telling you, I've looked at all the angles. I've looked at all the different conspiracies of multi-shooters. Most of them are just literally impossible. I don't see how it would be possible for somebody to be firing from the water tower, especially since the people that are running with that theory are claiming that the water tower shooter was just shooting at the crowd. Well, what's the purpose? Why would there be a second shooter shooting at the crowd? I'm sorry, that just doesn't make any sense to me. But they're claiming that because these people were shot on both sides, that proves a second shooter. I believe to the contrary, because if you look here, all these shots actually line up. You had people getting shot right here on the on this end of the beach, the bleachers, and you had the people getting shot in the front end of this bleachers, and then here's Trump in the middle. So really, all these people that got shot are all right there in the line of fire. So it wouldn't make any sense for a shooter to be over here on the water tower because his angle at Trump would be this way and nobody in that line of fire was hit. Nobody here was hit. Nobody here was hit. Nothing around here was hit. And we would know. If anybody was shooting from the water tower, I believe we would know. So I believe that is probably impossible and likely did not happen. So I do not believe there was a shooter on the water tower. Now, if you want to think there was a second shooter, there are two potentials. There could have been a second shooter right here behind the shooter on a different building. Maybe you could argue that there was an actual professional assassin or hitman with a sniper way down range, way down, out of sight, out of mind. But I think that that's impossible simply because you'd have to be so aligned with where the shooter climbs up and gets onto the roof, and you can't set up that kind of long-range shot at a moment's notice to line up with where he lines up. So I don't think there was a long-range sniper. Now, if you think somebody came from the right side, here's a video for you that this is what it would look like. Just give me clip 23, and we'll have to pause it at the beginning of this because this is just a wide shot of the scene. Okay, so, just go ahead and push play there for me. So basically, though, what you'll see is, okay, that's good right there. That's good right there. Actually, keep going a little bit. So basically what you'll see here is there is a building, rewind it, there is a building on the other side from where the shooter was at, which you could potentially say somebody could have scaled that building and taking shots at Trump. And the line is kind of similar enough where it would look like they were all coming from the left side of the stage and they could have been coming from the right side of the stage. So if there is a second shooter, I believe it had to come from the buildings opposite of the building that the shooter was on the other side of the water to the right if you're facing the stage. As you can see, I don't know if you guys can, well, you can, if you're on the screen, it's at the top of the screen there. So you can see it's a similar line of fire as to where the shooter was. It's a very similar line of fire, and actually it's even more similar than this depiction would have you believe, because the shooter was farther to the left and closer behind the tree cover to where the Secret Service snipers were. So actually, the line of fire is even closer in line with where the shooter would have been should there have been a second shooter on those roofs. So I believe the water tower shooters are completely debunked. I'm not saying I believe in a second shooter, but if there was a second shooter, it had to come from that building on the other side of the rally where the shooter was. That'd be the only potential. That'd be the only possibility. Okay. Now that we've exhausted that, why are we not having press conferences? Why do we not know the specifications, the specifics? Why have we not seen the gun? Why don't we have ballistics reports? What about the casings on the building? What about the bullets that went into three individuals, went into the bleachers, went into the hydraulic system? Why do we not have this? Why has this not been made public? These are questions that we have 5 days after this event that could have been given to the public. I mean, if not immediately after, certainly 24 hours after, certainly 5 days after. Why are we not getting that information? Why am I sitting here today and I have not seen the gun and we have not been given the specifications on the bullets? And why do we still not even know how many shots were fired, really, by the shooter or by the Secret Service? Why? Why? Very suspicious, very suspect. Now, there's more information that makes this whole situation even more ridiculous of how we got here. Trump rally gunman spotted by law enforcement nearly 30 minutes before shots fired. We have a video of him casing the building, and I'm guessing this is the same. Go ahead and roll 19. I mean, the timeline of all this is unknown because these are just videos. But Trump is not on the stage yet. So you know it's at least 10 minutes before. There's the alleged shooter. And look, I'm not trying to be too conspiratorial. I'm still saying alleged shooter. There are still people reporting it was a different guy. I don't know. I'm focused on how we got here. What led to the security failures? Was this guy a patsy? Was there intentional stand downs? Was he used? I mean, lone wolf, I don't think is possible at this point. But nonetheless, here he is scaling the building at least 10 minutes before the event. And we now know that cops and Secret Service had him on their radar at least 30 minutes before the shooting, but somehow lost him in a building. Somehow just lost him. Now, we're getting more information. So he rides up in his van, which has explosive devices, and apparently he has the transmitter, the remote detonator, in his hand or on his person when he's shot. We don't know any other information about that. Well, except about the parents. We'll get to that in a second. So the point is, they had this guy on their radar for at least 30 minutes before he fired a shot. At least 30 minutes. And they had pictures of him, and there are videos of him scaling and scoping the building. They just let him go. He had a rangefinder as well that they knew about, and they just let him go. His parents called the cops on the day of the Trump rally shooting. They called the cops saying he was missing and that they were suspect because of some of the things that he had in his possession, like explosive devices or materials to build an explosive or hazardous materials that were delivered to the house. The parents called the cops. So he rides up in his van, and now apparently he had a bike. Thomas Crooks pictured almost an hour before he shot Trump. Sniper identified gunman acting suspiciously, checking his cell phone and rangefinder at a rally when they took photos. So again, now this is the drip, 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 drip. Why do we get the image of him dead? Who releases that? Why do we get the image of Secret Service that they had of him 30 minutes before of a suspicious individual? Why do we get that? Why do we get the image of his phone and transmitter or remote detonator, as they say? Why do we get that? But we don't get the gun. We don't get the ballistics. We don't get that information. Now they're claiming that he had a bicycle. So I guess he had a bike in his van. He pulls out the bike with a backpack and a bag and is riding his bike around that he parked somewhere. Now, again, you could say, well, this is all innocuous. I'm sure people bring binoculars to Trump events. Maybe they ride bikes, whatever. He was already identified as a suspicious person. And keep this in mind. If he's pictured in a video that we just played at least 10 minutes before Trump goes on the stage, could have been before that, and he's pictured in these other images at least 30 minutes before he fires the first shot, well, okay, so where's the gun? Where's the ladder? Where is the gun and where is the ladder as the alleged shooter is walking around and Secret Service and local police are both aware of him? Where is the gun? Where is the ladder? Were they pre-stationed somewhere? Did he already have them stashed somewhere? Did he have to go back to his truck and grab a ladder, a gun? Was it in the bike? Was it next to the bike? Was it in a bag? Why don't we have this information? Where are the press conferences? Why do we get this drip, drip, drip of images and videos? Most of which are just coming from citizens, by the way. Most of which are just coming from citizens. And now apparently the FBI is on the roof, hosing it down. Hosing it down. So I guess, is this part of the cover-up too? Why is the FBI on the roof hosing it down when we still don't have so many important facts? By the way, they keep changing their theory as to why it wasn't guarded. First it was, oh, it was a sloped roof. Now they're claiming that it was the local police that were supposed to be on that roof. And so they're blaming the local police. So first it was, oh, it was too sloped. Well, obviously that was a lie. So now they're saying, oh, it was local police. Now, we're going to hear from local police when we come back from this break. But let's just say it was supposed to be local police. They still should have done a final check to make sure people were out there, as it was obviously a security point for them to have somebody on that roof. They knew that. So who was in charge of the final check? And it could be, if you want to talk about the Secret Service sniper that eventually took the shooter out, it could be that he might have thought or might have been told that that was the local police. And that's why he took so long to fire until the shooter fired first, because maybe he thought or he was told that was local police because they were supposed to be there. But again, no press conferences. Still no press conferences. 5 days after. We're going to hear from a local police officer when we come back from this break.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wig of America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Infowars.com/show.
The program that strikes fear into the heart of the elite. It's the War Room. Here comes Owen Schroyer.
You know, in the break, the crew brings up a great point. And I was always kind of going with the line of fire to decide where the shooter was at. But perhaps we should even reevaluate that. We'll do that in a second. But first, here's the local police talking about when they identified the shooter and how that went.
Did in fact see an individual on the roof with a weapon.
He saw the shooter.
He did.
Your officers are on patrol. They hear that there is a suspicious person on the rooftop. What did your officers do?
So our officers in the area started to converge on the building. My understanding is they did a full perimeter walk of the building. Weren't able to see up on the roof. Two of the officers went to what appeared to be the lowest point from ground to roof. One of the officers actually boosted the second officer up high enough for him to grab hold of the roof. When he was able to pull his head up over the roof, he did in fact see an individual on the roof with a weapon.
He saw the shooter?
He did.
And what did the shooter do?
Turned towards him, had the barrel of his weapon pointed at the officer.
At that point, the officer's hanging on
yes.
to the side of the roof?
Yes.
Unable to pull a gun out?
Unable
to reach his radio?
Any of that, yeah. Strictly defensive movement for him to lower his head, duck, lost his own grip, right? Fell approximately 8 feet to the ground.
That's a steep drop.
It's a good drop, yes.
Did he get hurt?
He did.
In that moment, did they realize there's a threat right now to the former president?
They did. So both the boosting officer and the officer that fell were both on the radio, indicating that there was an individual on the roof that did in fact have a weapon.
Who did they radio?
So there was a blanket tactical channel being
used. Everyone heard it.
Everyone that was on that tactical channel heard it, yes.
How much time between that radio communication and the gun being fired at the former president?
That I don't have that information.
Well, we could have that information by now. We should have that information by now. Okay, so now let's review something else. So this is an image of the shooter after he was down. And the reason why we do this now, okay, I mean, looking at that, guys, I mean, the depth here is really impossible to know, right? I mean, the depth in this image is really hard to know. I could fathom, because if you look at the building behind him, that building behind him is some ways away. So if you look at it, and just trying to get some depth perception here, let's get the video of him when he's first noticed by the crowd. Show me the video when he's first noticed by the crowd. And let's try to figure out if it's like at the same depth, because, you know, it's hard to know. It'd be nice to have a press conference to get these questions asked, but it would seem in the videos where the people are recording him climbing on the roof that he's closer to the front of the building and not the back. And if he's shooting from the front of the building, then that changes everything. Then the line of fire doesn't make any sense at all. Now again, it's almost impossible to know with this depth perception. But yeah, okay, so no, that makes sense. Okay, so looking at it now, so he was definitely on the back of the building. So I think our prior analysis holds up, guys. Would you agree? Re-reviewing this? Yeah. Okay, so the reason why we review this is because some of these graphs had the shooter. Yeah, you can get the depth there because of those gutters. Okay, good job. So he's definitely on the back of the building. The reason why we reviewed this is because some of the maps had him on the front of the building. That's obviously inaccurate. He was obviously on the back of the building. I think we can quadruple confirm that now, but we're re-reviewing that. So yes. So our prior analysis still holds true. His position indicates that he was the one that could have fired every single shot that hit three people. Well, four people, including Trump, hit the hydraulic system and hit the bleachers. So again, yes, the single shooter could have been responsible for every single shot. The line of fire adds up to everything that was hit. The only way it would be possible if there was someone long ways behind him, but then it would have been a professional sniper with probably a higher caliber bullet. We would have known that. So, okay, then you think about, well, what about the other side of the venue on that other roof? Well, maybe that's a potential. I say that's the only potential, but I'm 99.8% positive he was the only shooter, but that doesn't mean he acted alone. I mean, you're dealing with, at the very least, criminal negligence with the security team here, or at least the organizer, Kim Cheadle, or intentional negligence. And then what are you looking at with intentional negligence? By the way, there's other things surfacing too. Like, did they take Secret Service security off Donald Trump so it could be on Jill Biden? Now, they denied that. So what if they denied it? They're lying. They lied about everything else. Why would they lie about that too? And by the way, again, we could have all this information. This is all on record if we had a press conference, but we don't get one. Did they intentionally take Secret Service off Donald Trump for Jill Biden? And then you had, was even that done intentionally for a reason? Is that incompetence or is that intentional? That's a whole nother issue. Now, here's something concerning that most people were missing. An FBI DHS intelligence bulletin, that's what we get, is an intelligence bulletin full of nothing really, except propaganda, because most people are noticing, oh, the explosives, his vehicle parked near the event, yada, yada, yada. He was receiving packages, so everything we've covered. But there's something at the end of this that most people are missing that I found the most alarming. At the end of this release, the FBI and the DHS, this is a quote, the FBI and DHS remain concerned about the potential for follow-on or retaliatory acts of violence following this attack, particularly given that individuals in some online communities have threatened, encouraged, or referenced acts of violence in response to the attempted assassination. Are you guys hearing this? Did you just hear what I just read? The FBI and the DHS are claiming Trump supporters are going to act violently in response. Let's translate that. Let's translate that. How are people missing this? This is the big kahuna, if you will. They've been saying for years, remember, was it Maxine Waters? I'm afraid they got people training in the woods to take out Democrats. We know they're in the woods, they're in the hills training. Remember that? Remember all the Chris Wray and all the intelligence briefings? Oh, Trump supporters? Remember the plot to kidnap the governor of Michigan? It was an FBI entrapment scheme. Remember all that? Remember all that? And now they're saying, oh, the FBI and the DHS, they're concerned about Trump supporters. They're concerned about Trump supporters. That's in their intelligence bulletin, folks. Are you starting to get it yet? And so that's why I came out immediately after the assassination and I said, where is the statement from the Trump campaign? Where is the statement from the Republican Party denouncing, disavowing all political violence, saying we want peace, we're going to win an election, we're going to win politically, we want nothing but health and security for Joe Biden, we need more Secret Service, we need better training, make sure Joe Biden, Kamala Harris get the best training ever, we want nothing, I mean, redundant, loud, clear statement making this, because here's the FBI and the DHS, do you think they're your friends? Saying we are on the lookout for Trump supporters to retaliate. What does that mean? Oh, they couldn't find this guy. They couldn't locate this guy. They couldn't stop this guy. Oh, you know they're ready to blame a Trump supporter for something like this. You know they're already cooking that up. They basically just admitted it.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and then there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I am going to spend some time with the criminal justice system, with the justice system, asking them, tell us what's going on with the domestic terrorists. Are they preparing a civil war against us? Should we be concerned about our safety? What is he doing with this divisive language? It is dangerous, and we're going to have to make sure that we understand that we're not at risk with this man talking in the way that he's doing. This is a man who we better be careful about. And I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask the Justice Department and I'm going to ask the President to tell us what they're going to do to protect this country against violence if he loses. I want to know about all of those right-wing organizations that he's connected with, who are training up in the hills somewhere and targeting, you know, what communities they're going to attack.
So let's be clear. The FBI and the DHS in their latest memo that they released regarding the assassination attempt are saying, we believe Trump supporters are now going to retaliate. Now, what evidence do they have of that? They don't share any evidence. They don't give any examples. They just imply it. Now, why is Maxine Waters going on news stations talking about Trump supporters training in the woods? Well, of course, we know about the FBI plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer and frame it on Trump supporters. We know about the Fedsurrection that took place on January 6th to entrap Trump supporters. And then guys, wasn't there another, they were cooking up another fake kidnapping plot of a Democrat governor to blame Trump supporters. So what am I talking about here? What does this all mean? What does it all add up to be? Well, it means that we better hope and pray that Secret Service around Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Donald Trump and everybody, quite frankly, but specifically the Democrats, is as good as it gets. Because they're already building the narrative. They've been building the narrative. You know there's FBI entrapment campaigns already going on to bring in Trump supporters, to get them to act violently so that they can run with that narrative that, oh, see, Trump is the bad guy. Trump supporters are the bad guy. They're the domestic terrorists. All of this they want before the election. And they just showed their hand again. And I'm stunned here that everybody missed it. They're all focusing on the explosives and the car and everything else, and not the FBI saying, hey, by the way, Trump supporters are still the domestic terrorists. After somebody tries to kill Trump, they say, do not forget that Trump supporters are the bad guys. See where we're at? Starting to catch up. Was it Northam, guys? Thank you. The crew found it. Man in alleged kidnapping plot also considered targeting Virginia Governor Northam, FBI says. So, yeah, there it is. Thank you, crew. Great work. And what else can they do now that Biden is just an unmitigated disaster? By the way, what is the state of Secret Service under Kim Cheadle? It's even worse than you think. With a bunch of diversity hires and a protocol to have more women in Secret Service so they lower the standards so they can get it up to 30%. That's her own words, promoted by Jill Biden. It's all about female empowerment. Oh, you know, well, it's a total letdown of security. Almost had Trump killed. It's diversity. Remember this one? Just a couple months ago. Kamala Harris, Secret Service agent, had screws loose years before on-base flight. Secret Service agent removed from Kamala Harris security detail after distressing behavior. She had an emotional breakdown. A woman on Secret Service had an emotional breakdown. Now look, let me be perfectly clear. I love women. I really do. But you know what? They do tend to have emotional breakdowns. Sometimes it's just out of their control. There's a reason why men are plumbers and linemen and pipe hitters. There's a reason why women are mothers and nurturers and caretakers. There's a reason. And this Secret Service agent that had a mental breakdown while protecting Kamala Harris, this woman, certified by Kim Cheadle. I don't even want to revisit the women on the Secret Service detail. Yeah, there might be a woman or two that's a badass that can overcome their emotions, that could be a great Secret Service agent. But I think after what we saw on Saturday, I think these protocols, I think this diversity program inside the Secret Service, probably a bad idea. If a woman can meet the standards that a man has to meet, fine. Folks, you had women scrambling around, not knowing what to do, fumbling with their sunglasses, unable to reholster their firearm. Instead of protecting the principal, they get into a fetal position themselves. All brought to you by Kim Cheadle. And guess who's protecting Kim now? Secretary Mayorkas. This is from the GOP Oversight Committee. Initially, the Secret Service committed to your attendance. Subsequently, however, Department of Homeland Security officials appear to have intervened, and your attendance is now in question. This is to Kim Cheadle, who was subpoenaed and supposed to show up for a hearing. Now DHS is saying, no, she's not coming. In addition, since Mayorkas' intervention, there have been no meaningful updates or information shared with the committee. The lack of transparency and failure to cooperate with the committee on this pressing matter by both DHS and the Secret Service further calls into question your ability to lead and Secret Service and necessities the attached subpoena compelling your appearance before the Oversight Committee. Now look, I get it. The RNC is going on. It's a big event. It was already scheduled. It is what it is. This needs to be full court press. And look, you know, Mike Johnson, he goes up last night, he gives a speech, and he says, now's our time to fight. That's nice, Mike. You're really known as a fighter, aren't you? Your reputation is that of a fighter, isn't it? Well, here's the deal, Mike. That's a nice speech you gave. It's time for you to get back to work, okay? The nominee for the Republican Party to be the president was within a millisecond and a millimeter of being killed. And DHS and Secret Service and the FBI are covering it up. And you're at the RNC glad-handing. And you're at the RNC grandstanding. Get back to work now. If I even see Mike Johnson at the RNC tonight, I'm going to be ticked. Why isn't Mike Johnson organizing and activating a committee, pushing the pedal to the metal, to call out DHS, the Secret Service, and the FBI as to why there have been no press conferences, why they get no information, and why they're not even letting Kim Cheadle get called for a hearing? That's a nice speech you gave last night, Mike. You're a fighter, you say. Well, where the hell are you? They just almost killed President Trump. Where the hell are you? What the hell are you doing? You should be organizing the Oversight Committee, the Weaponization of Government Committee. All of these things should be full court press right now on the DHS, on the Secret Service, and the FBI. And look, they got a hearing coming up on July 23rd. Okay? That's nice. We need to have a press conference now. Now. Lauren Boebert is all over it. Why not get Lauren Boebert to lead it? Why not get Lauren Boebert press conferences every day? Who's leading the Republican Party at this point? Hey, I get it. We're having fun at the RNC. They're serving beer. All the celebrities are there. We're dancing. We're playing music. We're giving speeches. We're patting each other on the back. Hey, that's great. Fine. Have the RNC. I mean, are we just going to ignore the cover-up of the Trump assassination attempt? Are we just going to ignore the fact he was almost dead? Are we just going to ignore the fact they're covering it up right now? Are we so high on ourselves that we're just not even taking it? Oh, we'll deal with it next week. Oh, okay. Once they've covered the whole thing up, once they've erased all the evidence, once they've got their story straight, then you'll go for it. I see. Great strategy. Losers. If I was Trump, I would be infuriated. Now, I mean, the guy almost died, so I'm sure he's just happy to be alive. If I was his son, if I was his daughter, I would be infuriated right now at the lack of action. Homeland Security blocking Kim Cheadle from testifying. The cover-up is on, folks. The cover-up is on. And who's trying to stop it from happening? Where? Anybody?
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. Infowars.com/show. Making talk radio great again. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, let's quickly review Joe Biden and his last two events, folks. This guy's shot. He's done. He can't talk. This is how bad it is. Go ahead and fire these clips.
Like America First high-speed rail line, that's going to take you from Las Vegas to Los Angeles in 2 hours. Great. Over 30,000 jobs. And guess what? Save billions of tons of, because of pollution. Because people, when all the studies show, you can get from point A to point B in a train or a vehicle the same distance, you take the train.
Now, just because we must lower the temperature in our politics is related to violence, it doesn't mean we should stop telling the truth. Who you are, what you've done, what you'll do, that's fair game. As Harry Truman said, I've never deliberately given anyone hell. I just told the truth and they thought it was hell. That's what I'm going to do. Well, here's the truth about why Donald Trump's presidency was hell for black America. He tried to repeal Obamacare to kick millions, I mean millions of black Americans off their health insurance. He had a $2 trillion tax cut that overwhelmingly benefited the super wealthy, the biggest corporation, and exploded the federal debt larger than any one president has in one term. He left no room for us to do what we should be doing, invest in things that affect people's lives, like child care, elder care, and so much more, that grow the economy and help people. His mismanagement of the pandemic was especially devastating to black communities. Oh, I know, because in other countries, other communities of color. That economic crisis drove up black unemployment, decimated small black businesses, and you peacefully protested George Floyd's murder. Donald Trump called for the National Guard to go after you. What in the hell's the matter with this man? Well, I'm serious. Go figure. From a guy who spread the birthism lie against Barack Obama, saying he wasn't born in America and he wasn't a U.S. citizen. God bless you all and may God protect our troops. Thank you, thank you.
Awkwardly, not knowing where he is. It's horrible. Last clip, he's trying to incite a race riot. Yeah, they really, that whole cool the temperature thing really lasted, didn't it? Lasted about 24 hours. And right back to the same lies. Here's Biden lost on stage, not knowing what to do, doing the dementia shuffle.
We can do this, folks. We're the Democratic Party. We can do it. My state of Delaware, if you know, you know, not many don't know my state. My state of Delaware has a Delaware River runs up along as jagged. But at the top of the state, there's a half moon. And it comes up along more oil refineries on the other side of that half moon in Marcus Hook areas than anywhere in the country, including Houston. And guess what? The wind blows southeast. We had the highest cancer rate for the longest time. But you know who's affected? Fence line communities. You know who the fence line communities are? Black communities. And I promise, as we make this legislation work, we're going to take care of those communities first. First, first, first. I mean it. I know you say, Joe, you may not have a Congress. Well, guess what? You all told me I couldn't pass the Inflation Reduction Act. Y'all told me I couldn't face it. Anyway, we did it. We're going to bring rents down, as I said. We're going to build 2 million affordable homes. And cap rent increases of 5% a year so corporate landlords can't gouge. Anyway, I don't want to get going. I'm going to get very upset. But they're just gouging America. And by the way, not only saves lives, it will save taxpayers just what I did on the first round on dealing with Medicare. It saves the taxpayer 100 $160 billion.
Now, this is why, and this is in the news today, more calls inside the Democrat Party for him to drop out. The guy can't even talk, folks.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we're about to be joined by election integrity activist and expert Cliff Maloney. First, ladies and gentlemen, we're on air because of you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. And I don't want to get into the details, but, I mean, basically, as long as we're still profitable, they have to keep us on the air in the interim here. So that's the story right now. We have the Save InfoWars mega sale going on. Now, I saw this story, and it made me think about some of the products at InfoWars because this is something a lot of people are struggling with. Groundbreaking study links gut microbiome to autism. Now, you could talk about, well, who funded this story? Is this the big pharmaceutical companies trying to move blame away from their vaccines to gut microbiome, because that's a real issue. But the point is, your gut microbiome is the real issue. And the modern diet is destroying healthy guts and healthy microbiomes, just destroying them. And that's what leads to all kinds of different health problems. So that's what the real studies have shown, whether you think it's linked to autism or not. The real studies have shown microbiome problems do lead to all kinds of health issues. Now, we have two very important products dealing with this that can help with this, and they're both on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and that's the prebiotic fiber. Prebiotic fiber is on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So prebiotic fiber, by definition, increases the good bacteria in your gut while decreasing the bad bacteria. Other fibers on the market are not organic. They're bleached and they're modified with all kinds of toxic chemicals to break them down until they have little resemblance to their natural state. Not ours. Not ours. Ours is made with all organic natural fiber sources. It's the absolute best fiber product available on the market today. It's 60% off, ladies and gentlemen. It's 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Very important. We also have prebiotic formula, part of the InfoWars MD line, a premium supplement line at InfoWarsStore.com. All InfoWars MD products right now are 25% off. So, probiotic formula, 25% off. Prebiotic fiber, 60% off. Very important for your gut health. That's what we want for you, the best health possible. That's why we sell these health supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's your support there that keep us on the air, and we thank you for that. Okay, status on guest, guys? All right. Waiting on the guest. This is going around all over the media and the left-wing media, actually more than the right-wing media. Biden held tense call with group of House Democrats over concerns he can't win. He was apparently lashing out, threatening them, cursing at them. Then Adam Schiff joined in, saying Biden needs to drop out, saying he has serious concerns. So the internal struggles with the Democrat Party are very, very real right now. And I know that, you know, it's not the big story. Biden needs to drop out was the big story for about 2 weeks. Then we had the Trump assassination attempt. And now we have the RNC. But this is going to be a big story again before the election. And so right now it's kind of shuffled to the side. And maybe the Democrats are happy with that. But they are running out of time to make a move. The Democrats are running out of time to remove Biden. And folks, this is just so bad. I mean, I'm sorry. The thoughts in my head are just clicking so fast right now. And it's just like, it's like a game of chess and you can see like 30 moves ahead. The only way they can remove Biden and still have a candidate on the ballot in Ohio and Nevada and Wisconsin is if he dies. I don't even want to say what I'm thinking, and I know you get where I'm going with this. It's just, it's so grotesque. It's so despicable. I want Biden healthy. I want the best Secret Service around Biden and his team and Harris. We need Biden healthy. We need Biden alive. We need Biden to make it to the finish line. And I still don't understand why Republicans aren't hitting this, and praying for Biden's life and saying we need extra security and saying, please nobody do anything to Biden. We love him. We need him to run. He's the president. Folks, you see the dominoes. I mean, you see the game of chess. We've covered it all. All right. Joining me now is Cliff Maloney, election integrity activist and expert. Cliff, let me just start it off with this news. I don't know if you've heard this. Big news coming out of Michigan today. Trump campaign and RNC sue Gretchen Whitmer over Michigan voter registration sites. Trump campaign sues the governor of Michigan because basically what she's doing is illegal to try to rig the election in Michigan for Trump. And I look, the way I look at the map is basically because of the drop boxes in Michigan and because of what the drop boxes in Wisconsin, because of what Whitmer is doing in Michigan, that the Democrats are going to win those states. How do you evaluate where we stand right now for the 2024 election?
Yeah, well, thanks for having me today. Look, I think the biggest thing is I'm glad to see us taking action now, right? I think one of the problems we saw in 2020 and even in the off year in 2022 is if you wait till the election's over, it's so much harder for the judges to rule on your, you know, in your favor. So, I think it's a major problem. I think it's the right move for the Trump campaign and the RNC to go after some of these egregious rules. But listen, Democrats are going to change the rules in their favor in every state that they can. You look at Pennsylvania. Here's the worst part, Owen. There are Republicans that use some of these Democrat lawfare type things to win their elections. I'll give you a very concrete example. Right now, there's a legal battle going on in Pennsylvania where the courts have ruled, and this is a good thing for our side, the courts have ruled that mail-in ballots with no dates and with no signature do not count. They've ruled that. Well, guess who's using the Democrat Joe Biden talking points right now? A Republican, a rhino who lost their primary against an America First patriot is now using the Biden and Democrat talking points in court to try to get all of those ballots to count and to try to set a new precedent that would completely destroy our chances in Pennsylvania. So when you have Republicans like that, I mean, who needs Democrats? So the fact that we're fighting this now is necessary. If we lose it, I'm not saying we can't win, but I think that we've got to adapt. We've got to figure out ways that we can actually beat them at their own game. And that's why I think the lawfare stuff, we should be suing the hell out of them all day on any of these egregious things like we're doing right now. So I think it's a good thing that we're going to battle now instead of waiting until after the election.
So you have Whitmer setting up illegal voter registration areas. You have Wisconsin with the liberal Supreme Court that just flipped saying, nope, we're going to do drop boxes. You have Pennsylvania basically just saying, well, you know, your dead dog who has a street address registered to an empty lot can vote. But I've done the numbers, and the truth is, and this is just the truth, and, you know, I don't know what the RNC strategy here is, but the truth is that Trump can actually still win without Pennsylvania, without Michigan, and without Wisconsin. The numbers are still there. So what I'm worried about, what's our status right now in Arizona and Nevada? I think those are going to be the pivotal states to win. What is the status? How confident do you feel in election integrity in those two states?
Yeah, well, look, I think polling looks good, right? But polling, even if it looks good, the rules have to be there for us. I'll give Turning Point a lot of credit. You know, Charlie and Tyler Boyer, I mean, they're kind of owning Arizona. I think they've got about 250 people on the ground right now doing the day-to-day of chasing those ballots, you know, working their local precinct. If you would have told me a year ago, we are where we are in terms of polling, in terms of public support in states like Arizona, in states like Nevada, I wouldn't have believed you, especially if you told me the president was going to get convicted. And I mean, I guess the assassination, you know, obviously I probably would have thought that, but the numbers look very good. My thing, Owen, is how do we figure out and how do we plan for the Democrats to change the rules, which they will do, right? They obviously did it in 2020. And how do we adapt to that, right? How do we counter that? And so I think right now, look, I think all of these states are vulnerable to last minute changes. I really feel that way. And it doesn't have to be some new virus or some new, you know, pandemic, but I just think that they're going to come up with different ways to disenfranchise Republican voters. And this is why, look, I'm not a big fan of voting not on election day. I think you should vote on election day, but I'm running the ballot chase in Pennsylvania because we can't let the Democrats have 50 days of voting and us only have one.
Yeah, that's like saying, right? I don't like the turbo button in NBA Jam, so I'm not going to use it. Well, then your opponent's going to use it, and you're never going to win.
Right. And so I think we just have to come to terms with that. Look, here's how I break it down. 2020, they changed all the rules, and everybody said, look, don't vote early. There's a lot of potential fraud. Okay, 2020, and we all thought that. 2021, we said, well, the lawmakers will fix it. They didn't. 2022, we said, well, the court will fix it. They didn't. And so then 2023 came around. We all looked in the mirror and said, what in the world are we going to do? So as much as we don't like the rules, that is the current game. And we have to play by those new rules.
Now, my big response to people that say that, oh, the Republicans have done nothing since 2020 is I disagree. And I want to get your take on this. I think that a lot has been done. They've hired thousands of poll watchers. The liberal media is calling them rogue agents. And, what other words? They're basically insinuating that they're somehow violent renegades, just poll watchers. They've also, hired hundreds, the number might be in the thousands now, of people to be on the scene in some of the most pivotal areas to make sure the law is being followed. Again, the Democrats are up in arms about that. And they've also, at least this is, you know, this is a lot of people's concerns. The claim is that they also have cybersecurity experts that are analyzing these voting machines and running, I guess, what you would call data checks or cyber security checks, making sure that they can't connect to the internet, that the coding can't be changed on election day. Now, I don't know how much confidence people put into those situations, but I'm just saying they have done something. How much confidence do you put into these somethings that the Republican Party has done? What's your line of thought to the response of they've done nothing?
Yeah, I don't necessarily agree with that. I think the problem has been a lot of times we try to do it after election day. And I've just learned with judges, you know, even Republican judges, like they don't want to disenfranchise voters. So a lot of times if they ram something through, they don't want to try to redo an election. It's very rare for a judge to rule that way. So we have to fight these battles ahead of time. This is what I think has happened though. I think this year will be the first year ever where we match the Democrats in terms of the structure. Okay. The party on the left does not chase ballots. The party on the left does not do these big time lawsuits, right? What they do is they delegate. And the Republicans are finally learning this. You know, a Republican National Committee is not built, and I'm here at the RNC now, it's not built for folks to go out and hire full-time ballot chasers and ballot harvesters, right? The delegation of work that we're doing this cycle for the first time ever is matching the Democrats, which is, look, the party can do the top line battles. The party can do the top line messaging. The party can focus on the big TV ad buys, the big radio, the big mailers alongside the campaigns. But when it comes to chasing ballots, when it comes to harvesting, when it comes to poll watching and some of these legal battles, we're finally doing what the left is doing, which is we're going to these 501c4s. We're going to organizations that are doing this 365 days a year. So my confidence level is super high that we're in a spot where we're prepared for any of the attempts at fraud. We're prepared for any of the rule changes. And this is the first time I can admit that, because we're just emulating what the Democrats do by having delegation of work so people can be in their lane, focused, prepared, and we can win.
Well, let's hone in on that. There was a big story, maybe it was about a year or so ago, where the spending habits of the DNC and the RNC were published and obviously compared and contrasted. And what we saw was the Democrats spend most of their money on voter drives and voter data. I mean, millions. It's like that's the brunt of their spending is on voter drives and voter data. Under Ronna McDaniel, Ronna Romney McDaniel, the most money that the RNC was spending, is crazy to think, was flowers, balloons, meals, Botox, luxurious trips and hotels. And it was like a nickel fell out of Ronna McDaniel's purse into voter data and voter drives. Is this what you're talking about? To get into the specifics, Michael Whatley, Laura Trump, is this what you're talking about? The changes?
Absolutely. I mean, that you're hitting it out of the park. I mean, I have gotten a lot of trouble over the years because I've not been afraid to call out Ronna for just completely running a party in the wrong way. And that is the big disconnect. Democrats are serious people. They take what they do as their access to power. And that's what their objective is they have to win. Republicans don't have that mindset, or at least we didn't used to have that under Ronna. And she needs to be called out, you know, and they would just get all these hundreds of millions, $250 million for election integrity after 2020. What happened to that money? Where did that go? You know, it's just lining the pockets of these consultants. And so, yes, that is the change. Under Michael, under Laura, I have felt great about the party. The party is working directly with a lot of us on the ground where we can legally. The party is working directly with big time candidates and even local candidates. There's just finally that cohesion and there's finally that cooperation legally. And this coordination that just, it needed to happen a while ago. And I finally feel like we're stepping up. We're being professional. We're allocating money towards what needs to be done to win. And winning is the top priority now, not the chicken dinners, not the cocktail parties, not the hundred thousands of dollars for bouquet flowers. No, Laura Trump cares about winning. Michael Whatley cares about winning. And that is why I feel very confident about 2024.
Well, I love that message. It's all about winning right now. I couldn't agree more. And it's all about winning right now, not who speaks at the RNC. If I'll just throw that little red meat out there, because I'm sure you're aware of some of that. Chatter that's going on. But, you know, to get back to the RNC spending, it was famous when Karl Rove took over the RNC. And I know Karl Rove is not exactly a name that gives people warm fuzzies inside, but there's a reason why George Bush won two elections. When Karl Rove took over the RNC, he got in there and he apparently went on tirades and was threatening people. If you spend a dime on a floral bouquet, if you spend a dime on a chicken dinner, if you spend a dime on a happy birthday balloon, that you were going to be fired. And so that was how he ran the RNC. That's why George Bush won two elections. And I don't know if Whatley is channeling that or they're just kind of going with common sense spending now. The point is, it does make a difference.
Yeah. And you're talking about, you know, the RNC will probably spend, I mean, gosh, we're talking hundreds of millions, if not into the billions, right? And the other thing people don't realize about the party is the party has all of these certain rules that allow for it to fundraise at a much higher level, right? The party has all these rules that allows it to coordinate with certain candidates. And so, yeah, I think that we're in a position. Look, Karl Rove, you know, probably one of my least favorite people in the world, but the guy wins, right? Do I think his tactics are still the tactics that can win today? No. But he created them back then. And like you said, he won two presidential elections, right? So you got to give people credit when they win. And I think what you're seeing right now from Michael Whatley and from Laura Trump is the holes in the GOP, the missteps, the problems that needed to be solved have become so apparent that when they stepped in and just made those simple, they're not easy, but they are simple to identify. When they made those changes, it has had just a ripple effect of helping get so many things put together, understanding we have to spend the money efficiently, understanding we have to chase ballots, understanding we have to talk to the groups legally that are on the ground, and we have to have an open line of communication with the candidates. I mean, all of that lines up. And look, these aren't some, you know, scientific method ideas, but for years, there has been this Bush plague, is what I'll call it, this Bush plague of people in the party that don't understand blue-collar Americans, that don't understand the basics, what it means to talk to Mary Jo Beercan. And these people have been trying to figure out how to earn votes from folks that they would never sit down at a lunch table with. That's a problem. And I think all that is changing now because we're actually talking to normal people, blue collar workers.
Yep.
And I think as the party moves towards that America first, really working class party, it's great timing that now we're finally fixing our processes to reach those voters, to motivate those voters, and to win.
You know, and that's where I was going to go next. And I think Scott Presler is kind of a good focal point of this. Whereas the RNC under McDaniel would have never worked with him, reached out to him, even though he probably did more to earn Republican votes than McDaniel ever did. Now the RNC is reaching out and working with him. And so it's that change of the kind of the DC blue bloods running things to now it's truly a party of the people. Now you're mainly focused in Pennsylvania. I mean, if Trump wins Pennsylvania, that's going to make it nearly impossible for Biden to win an election. I mean, you know, I say with 0% doubt that the only reason why Biden won Pennsylvania in 2020 is because in Philadelphia, they brought, you know, 300,000 ballots for Biden and he got the vote Viagra at 3:30 in the morning and stole the state. Do you believe Pennsylvania is in play? Can we stop that from happening again?
Yeah, let me make two big points here. Number one, the reason that Ronna wouldn't work with Scott is because she can't make money off of Scott Presler, right? Let me say this loud and clear. I mean, that's why these people don't work with folks that are effective if they can't profit off it. And so that's why it's much easier. Spend the $500 million on TV ads and make your 15% as a consultant. So let's talk about Pennsylvania. The thing that is key about Pennsylvania, why I do believe it's my home state, I'm spending all my time there. We're hiring 120 full-time ballot chasers, knocking on 500,000 doors. And let me give you one statistic. In 2020, Trump lost the state by 80,000 votes. There were 141,000 Republicans that were sent. They requested a ballot and never sent it back. And nobody talked to him, Owen. The RNC didn't spend any money on full-time ballot chasers. The Democrats have 100 people in the field year-round, full-time. And we can't put, we're going to do a Super Saturday with 10 volunteers.
And they're reminding them too. They're sending emails. They're sending texts.
And they're going to them with a message. The message is not, oh, we're, you know, pro-choice. The message isn't, oh, you know, we're the party of sanity and Trump's the devil. I'm talking about the Democrat message. No, the message is, hey, Bob, you have a ballot sitting there on your kitchen table. I'm going to be back here in a week if you don't send it in. They literally annoy the voters. We have to do that. You can't just target these people with your typical TV ads of advocacy. You have to say, I know you have a ballot. So here's what gives me hope on. They already ran the playbook in 2020. We know you can't have 110% of people show up to vote. They're in the high 90s in Allegheny, which is Pittsburgh, and Philadelphia counties. So they're already, the turnout, there's not much more they can do. And here's the best part. Registrations are trending our way. Registrations for Republicans since 2022, the net gain, who's had more of a gain? Republicans have had a higher gain in 66 of 67 counties. Now I'm gonna own up to this. The only one that we don't is my hometown, Delaware County. But the fact that Philadelphia and Allegheny counties have net gains for Republicans, it's the first time in 40 years. So the good news, I'll stop this rant, is there's no more room. They can't go anywhere. And so if we do the playbook, if we do what we're supposed to do, we can beat them by just owning that mail-in ballot focus. And that's what we have to do to win.
PHAs.com. If you want to help Cliff Maloney, he's making a difference in the pivotal state of Pennsylvania. Cliff, thank you for your time. Keep up the great work.
Appreciate you guys. Take care.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law, and IQs went up 15 points on average. Burton effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
InfoWars.com/show.
It's time to take a stand. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at bands.video.
Open up the phone lines now, and I want to get just any call. We've been taking eyewitnesses to the shooting that were at the rally all week. I now want to shift and take any callers. I want to hear what you think about the assassination attempt on Saturday, and you can go anywhere you want. Open lines. I've done my coverage. I you know where I stand on things. I'd love to hear from you. Because here's the deal. No one else is really doing this. No one else is really doing this, folks. And nobody trusts the
formal investigations, the official investigations. We already have been lied to so much. We already have so many questions that should be answered now that aren't being answered. And mostly everybody else in the media is just covering the RNC. And that's not to say that there aren't people talking about it and asking questions, but they're not putting a full thrust into this, and this is just such a void. And so I want to really focus on this. So we're going to take as many calls. I want to hear what you think about what happened Saturday. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. And we will get you up and on the air. We'll put the number at the bottom of the screen for those watching as well. Now, this is just, it's just crazy, really. And let's not forget who the violent party has been. And there's so many examples. I'm just going to have to remove them from the desk because I just don't have the time and I want to take calls. But I mean, how insane is this? BlackRock yanks 2022 ad featuring Trump shooter Thomas Matthew Crooks. New York Post headline. How is that even real? I mean, there's so many crazy things about this. So many crazy things. It just makes it all harder to believe, quite frankly. A local Pittsburgh news outlet is investigating Pittsburgh motorcycle officers transferred after working Trump rally. Two Pittsburgh police motorcycle officers who were injured during the shooting at former President Trump's rally over the weekend have been removed from the cycle unit. The decision has sparked controversy and disagreement inside the department. Cycle officers were injured? Anybody hear about this? Where is this coming from? Sources told Chief Investigator Rick Earle that those cycle officers were asked to assist in former Trump, President Trump's motorcade to the rally in Butler County on Saturday. According to the sources, the officers claimed they notified the proper personnel with the Pittsburgh Bureau of Police and received authorization to help. But according to the same sources, the Bureau said they did not get permission. What is going on here? Source told 11 Investigates that the Pennsylvania State Police requested Pittsburgh motorcycle officers to assist with former President Trump's motorcade Saturday night from the airport in Allegheny County to Butler County and back again. Pittsburgh sent 10 officers. Four of them, as we exclusively reported Sunday afternoon, were hit by shrapnel when a gunman opened fire at the rally. Hit by shrapnel. Did anybody hear about these police officers getting injured? And why are they being punished for working? One of them even went to the hospital. Two days after their heroic actions helping people who were injured, two motorcycle unit supervisors were transferred out of the unit because they were told they never got permission to assist Trump. Standing down security even after the shooting? What in the hell is that? Now, there's other rumors circulating that basically there's a giant hush campaign being run right now with all parties involved that if anybody opens their mouth, they're going to be punished. Now, that's coming from multiple people that have Secret Service contacts. Now, I would suspect there's going to be whistleblowers. If not one, maybe two, who knows, maybe three. O'Keefe has already said he's working on some. There's some other members of the media that say that they have sources that are thinking about going public. So there's something going on that's worthy of going public. Is it going to be the answer to did they stand down Secret Service? Did they refuse extra help? Did they give extra help to Jill Biden? Did they intentionally put the worst people on Trump's team? How did nobody cover that building? And then, of course, there's the biggest question, and that is, did the shooter work alone? He might have worked alone in his mind, but he might have had help behind the scenes that he didn't even know about.
How is he not on the FBI's radar? Maybe he was on the FBI's radar. When will we find that out? Still no press conference 5 days later with just basic facts that we could easily have by now. So we go to the lines. Let's start with Ray in Nevada. Ray, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey Owen, how you doing? So I was at the rally when Trump came out to Vegas a few months ago. And security, like from what everybody's talking about right now, security was okay. I wouldn't say it was the greatest. But when Trump came out, as soon as he got on the stage, we had a helicopter started circling around the whole perimeter. And
Air support, basic stuff.
Yes, exactly. And then you're going to tell me that a 20-year-old just avoids all law enforcement, carries a ladder with a rifle, gets up on the roof, and nobody sees him. And then the other thing was that even before we even, because I showed up at 5 in the morning, I didn't start the rally till 9, and cops were already surrounding the whole perimeter. And him, everybody's talking about him walking around the building, taking pictures or getting the distance. Cops would have already been on site. So it just does not make sense how he got around the whole thing.
Yeah, in fact, there's a story that is breaking right now. It was just sent to me. I'm going to have the crew print this. It's really big. There's a lot of stuff here. Guys, if you go to the Gateway Pundit, Trump assassination, crooks impossible path to the roof at Butler, Pennsylvania rally. Now again, we're forced to cover this, speculate, if you will, theorize, if you will, because we get nothing from the investigation. We get nothing. I have to source out eyewitnesses. I have to source out citizen reports, citizen video. I have to do the analysis myself. I have to bring it to you on air because we get nothing. We get nothing from the investigation when there are basic things that we could already have as far as the bullets, how many shots fired back, forth, the gun, I mean, the route. I mean, how is nobody on the roof? I mean, these are all things that we could already have access to, and they give us nothing. Ray, thank you for the call. I'm going to get that report, and I'm going to see if there's some more information that can help us here in that report. Let's go to Tyler in Florida. Tyler, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I think you nailed it the other day when you talked about dude had a suppressor. Everybody thinks it's fireworks. He even could have had subsonic rounds, for all we know. And I just think that, you know, Democratic Party and the MSM is going to sit there and they're going to muddy the water so much to where it's just going to be another a whitewash, basically. You know, they're going to point fingers at this person, that person, and nothing will ever come of it. Nobody's going to be held responsible, you know, when they should be.
And look, think about it. They're getting their time right now to cover up their scene, to cover up their tracks, and to get their story straight, because nobody's holding their feet to the fire. They've got a hearing that's supposed to be scheduled for the 23rd, and the DHS and the Secret Service is already stonewalling.
Yeah, another thing that made me laugh earlier today, I think Alex told this part. They're talking about, two officers, one held one on his shoulders, and he grabbed the edge of the roof and looked up there, and the guy pointed the rifle at him. Like, seriously? You know, something that a 10-year-old would do.
Well, hold that thought, because let's just take that for what it is. Let's just say that that did happen. Well, this puts even a larger timeline in between somebody knowing in law enforcement that there was a shooter on the roof and then the shot being taken. Because right now with the video, we know for a fact that there were at least 2 minutes between law enforcement being aware of the guy on the roof and him taking the first shot. 2 minutes. So just specifically for this instance, 2 minutes between a shooter being ID'd on the roof and him taking a shot. 2 minutes. Now, if this phenomenon is happening with an officer being hoisted up there and seeing him, how much time does this add? Because the videos we have
The shooter is not moving his rifle towards anybody. He's not shifting where he's shooting or pointing it at an officer. So, okay, when did that happen? So what are we talking? Is this another 30 seconds? Is this another minute? Is this another 2 minutes that law enforcement knew about it? So, I mean, now we're looking at what, 3 minutes, 5 minutes where he was a known shooter on the roof and nobody stopped him?
Many officers, they want to say, oh, well, they couldn't ID him if he was an officer or not. He had an American flag shirt on with gray baggy pants, long hair.
And he was already ID'd. And he was already ID'd as a suspicious individual.
Yeah, and the two snipers right behind Trump, they were sitting there looking at him the whole freaking time. And then when he starts shooting, he grabs his bog pod. I got the same bog pod that sniper's got. And he jerks it back to him. His muzzle drops. But he wasn't even on target for 3 to 5 seconds, maybe. Crazy.
Absolutely. Great call, Tyler. I thank you for it. Let's go to Joe in Pennsylvania. Joe, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Owen, I'm a union stagehand with the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees. I work for Trump, Clinton, Romney. Also work the Republican National Convention in Tampa. No one is safe at any public event. Be aware. Take action. You can't rely on anyone but each other. You just said that nobody did anything watching this guy climb a roof. Someone should have did something. It's not going to be the cops.
I mean, it's crazy to think that's where we're at. But, I mean, literally, it's like, I mean, it's just like the guy who lost his life, who had to protect his family from getting shot, loses his life, saves his family's life. I mean, it's like, folks, but who knows? I mean, see, that's the environment they've created. It's like you stop a deranged lunatic from hurting people on a New York subway, you go to jail. So it's like, oh, yeah, look, there's a guy about to shoot Trump. You go take him out. Oh, you're going to jail. You stopped an assassination.
All right, oh, another thing. I have a relative. He killed Anton Cermak, the mayor of Chicago in Miami. He was standing next to Roosevelt. He got the electric chair. Before he got the chair, he was screaming that they're all crooks. This guy's name is Crooks. I think there's more going on. You should look at the person who got killed more than at Trump to see why this was done. And that's all I have to say.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a reason I've decided not to go into the shooter much because I think there's a lot of other things we need to focus on first. So I haven't really gotten any too many conspiracy theories about the shooter itself or the name. Or the other name that's being put out there, where some people say this was the actual shooter. I mean, look, there's a lot of questions I could have with that, but I think there's too much unknown gray area conspiratorial stuff there that I've decided to focus on the stuff that I can look at and add things up and say, this doesn't make sense. And I can present it to you and be completely convincing. Like, was there one shooter, two shooters? What about the diversity? You know, what about the stand downs? So, I mean, let's just go to another caller before I keep ranting. Let's go to Jeff in Kansas. Jeff, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, pleasure to speak with you, Owen.
Thank you.
I was just going to add, the shooter is alleged to have had a bulletproof vest, as well as the explosives and other weapons in the car. And I think the intent was that he was going to survive the shoot and then maybe use those explosives on the panicked Trump supporters.
Well, and we need more information to do a proper analysis of this, but first of all, he'd have to be an idiot, and obviously he is an idiot, to think he was going to make it out of there alive. So I mean, maybe he did believe that. I don't know. Maybe he was told that. But now you're talking about he'd have to somehow get from his spot to his vehicle. We're now told he rode a bike up out of his vehicle. So, I mean, it's an interesting theory about the explosive devices. We've been given nothing on that, by the way. They just tell us he had them, and that's all we get.
Well, the bulletproof vest, I mean, again, nothing is confirmed yet, but it the mindset would be that he thinks he's going to survive in order to wear that.
Well, if he really thought that he was going to get out of there,
to me, that makes me think he was told he was going to get out of there and he wasn't working alone. All right, Jeff.
Just wanted to bring that to your attention.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Black MAGA in Georgia. Black MAGA, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Owen? First of all, I'd like to say I respect you guys very much, and I appreciate you guys for being on the air. You guys, a few years ago, have really woken me up, and I always had thoughts, but you guys are very thorough with it. Man, I don't want to be long. That's an impossible scenario for that guy to get up there. There's no use of us playing like fools. That's what happens with us. We start trying to open up all these different options. If he got up there, then it was obvious that it was definitely an inside job from somebody. I don't want to go into saying which part of the government or whatever it was, but it was too close. It was just too simple. This guy's 20 years old. This guy, and you know, he's no military expert, no nothing. It's hard for a person to want to believe that this young guy did this by himself, perfect Manchurian candidate.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm looking into this new story at the Gateway Pundit, asking a lot of relevant questions as well about the ladders, which, again, this is information that somebody could answer in a press conference, and they're not doing it. I mean, well, they really just simple as that. They're just not giving us the answers.
They do this to us on everything that they're doing. It's almost like with Trump. All my friends have already called me like, man, you called this months ago. Actually, even before Ramaswamy, I even heard Ramaswamy on your stand that this was a possible scenario with Trump, that they might try to kill him. And I think that was a couple of months ago, but I have been saying this for over a year. Once they exhaust all their measures, if they can't get the people to turn on Trump, then they'll just do what they have to do. And I'm scared that this is just not over with these people neither.
Well, they basically said it's not over with the only statement we've gotten from the investigation since, saying, oh, by the way, now Trump supporters are going to do something violent. I mean, that's what the FBI and the DHS said. So,
yeah,
which tells me they're the ones running it, just like they did with the plot to kidnap the governor.
Exactly. That's what I say. They do it all. You know, same way with the prosecutions and everything. I mean, they can just get away with anything they're doing to him, and it's actually sad as a supporter. It's sad to see our country fall completely apart. And what they did with you and Alex is actually even sad, too, because you guys are legitimate reporters and your guys are more neutral than any mainstream media it is. I just want you to know you guys are the best top of the line, bar none. So I just wanted to say that, man. I let somebody else get on here, but I appreciate you. And one thing we got to do is fight they hate with love. So I'm going to tell you I love you, brother, and I appreciate you.
I appreciate that. Thank you for the call. So I'm just reading some of this, guys, and it just doesn't add up. It's just more stuff that doesn't add up. And so they're saying that crooks purchased the ladder the day of the shooting. So basically, I'm about to take another call, and I'll look more into this. And then we got an former FBI agent whistleblower coming on in the next hour. So this guy, because he couldn't have had advanced intelligence unless he was given advanced intelligence. So this guy, in a single day, was able to go case the rally venue, case it, decide, okay, this is where I'm going to place a ladder, this is the roof I'm going to go up and try to get a shot on. He was able to do enough pre-casing to reach that conclusion of where it needs to go up. He goes and gets a ladder. He hauls a ladder up. Climbs a ladder with a rifle, at some point may or may not have gotten on a bicycle, and nobody stopped him. And nobody stopped him. And that's before the 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes of law enforcement knowing he was on the roof with a gun. Impossible. I mean, look. Folks, this has to be an intentional stand down. I mean, there is no way it could be this incompetent. This much incompetence is almost more impossible than the official story. All right, let me take another call. Let's go to Cliff in Georgia. Cliff, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. First off, you guys are on top of this all the way. Having Sawyer on yesterday, that was brilliant. But Bongino's out there. These two guys are operators, so they're not suits sitting at a desk. They're actually out there. They know what they're talking about. So when they say there's a problem with the tactics that were used to protect Trump, there was a problem. As far as the remote control and maybe there's some explosive devices, I think the kid thought he was going to get away. Like you said, he was probably told, here's what you're going to do. You're going to use this remote control device. You're going to set off the explosives in your truck. You're going to get on that bicycle, and you're going to take off. The explosives are more of a diversionary tactic. As far as the second shooter, I agree with you. I don't think there was one. Shooters using triangulation, if there was a second shooter and he was a pro, because they wouldn't have put a rookie out there as a second shooter, he'd have been in a standoff position outside the perimeter, Trump wouldn't be here, period. If they were using triangulation and had extra shooters, they would have waited. If they knew they weren't going to be detected, they would have waited until he popped his head out of that group of people, and then that would have been it. So I think this kid was the only shooter. But you're right. He didn't do this alone. There's just no way. And this isn't 1963. So the American public isn't going to just shrug their shoulders and go, okay, well, I guess that's too bad. They're not going to believe what they're told, and that's good. Stand up. Don't believe the smoke. You know, that's all it is. But the last thing I'll bring up is you have all these different podcasters out there, and they have some of them have some pretty strong following saying that Trump staged this incident. That would mean that those people in there, in that crowd, were crisis actors, and that the people that were killed were just out of the loop or part of the staging. But in any event, what happened to Alex Jones?
Yeah,
when he said,
"Yeah, look, I don't even want to really waste time on that, and I don't mind that you brought it up because it's a totally great point. I'm just, you know, the time is so precious here. I just didn't even want to take that angle. And I mean, here's my thing." I obviously don't think it was staged, but like Trump staging it and putting a blood pill or whatever in his ear is more plausible than the official story that we're getting. But here's the thing, as you've listened, Cliff, and thank you for the great call. Folks, I've talked to people that were literally right next to the people that got shot. We've talked to multiple eyewitnesses that were right there and witnessed it. A man is dead. That's real. So, like, I get it. Question everything. Don't trust anything. This world is crazy. I don't blame people for doubting everything. But if I had any reason to believe that, I would tell you. I have all the reason to believe the opposite. Now, there's even crazier stuff. Final 30 seconds. We're about to be joined by a former FBI agent turned whistleblower. Folks, this actually gets crazier. The narrative is saying that he climbed a ladder on a different building on top of a storage unit, meaning that he actually had to walk on the roof about 50 yards with a gun, and that he drove a Hyundai Sonata. Folks, this is like impossible. I mean, my God.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Winter isn't coming. Winter is here. And while the sun isn't helping us produce as much vitamin D, do yourself a favor and try InfoWars Life Winter Sun Plus. Winter Sun Plus is a powerful vitamin D-based formula bringing you straight vitamin D3 free of toxic chemicals, allergens, preservatives, artificial colors, and GMOs.
Our vitamin D3 formula supports the body's natural immune system, promotes calcium absorption for healthy bones and teeth, and helps sustain healthy tissue and systems of the body. In addition to the vitamin D, Winter Sun Plus includes vitamin K and E to enhance the formula and provide you with even more whole body support. And all these vitamins are presented in a way that is both delicious and easy to absorb. When the winters come, they come cold. So weather the storm and supplement with Winter Sun Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Delving deep into the heart of globalist plans, it's Owen Schroyer.
All right, we're about to be joined by former FBI agent and turned whistleblower Kyle Serafin. Really looking forward to getting his response and analysis to this. Folks, I just want to kind of give you some of this new intel we have. It makes this story even more ridiculous. So what, the van now is all of a sudden not in play? He drove a Hyundai Sonata? Okay, well then where does the bike come from? And let me just point this before, put this out there before Kyle gets on here. There is obviously security footage from the venue somewhere of the alleged shooter. Or the shooter, if we want to say confidently he's the shooter. There's obviously footage somewhere. But let's just assume there's not. Let's just assume there's no footage from him at the venue on any of these buildings. There is footage of him at Home Depot. If he went to Home Depot to buy a ladder that day, like they're saying, there is footage of that. 100%. So where's that footage? This story gets crazier. Kyle Serafin joins me now. We got a short segment here, Kyle, and then a long segment after that. You're going to be with us for the next 30 minutes. I mean, how do you make sense of this? Where is your head at responding to this right now?
So I'm approaching this in maybe a unique way, but my goal is to zoom out. Everybody's getting really deep into details that you're not going to have access to. And that's the real problem. Everybody thinks that you're going to be able to be part of the investigative team. And that's kind of what's going on here, is it not? I mean, that's what we're seeing. We're being, people are sucked into the problem. They're looking at how are we going to solve this? Who's going to tell us the truth? And it's pretty clear that the FBI is not going to do that. I used to work for the FBI. They're not going to do that. That's not what they do. They're going to give you, it's an ongoing investigation. They're going to drag this thing out. The FBI does not conduct rapid investigations. That's not the nature of that beast. You know, a fast FBI investigation takes a couple of months. A slow one takes a couple of years. So we're not going to hear it from there. So the only stories that are going to be really particularly interesting to me are local law enforcement that have different rules of engagement that are going to be able to talk about it differently. Looks like the sheriff from Butler was out there speaking a little bit. We get a little bit of real stories. But everything else is going to be very distractionary. What I want to know is was this intentional or was it incompetence? Those are the big questions, and we're not going to get it from the Bureau, and we're probably not going to get it from Secret Service. They're incentivized to not give it to that. So the answer has to be some sort of congressional hearing, and they need to get a real special counsel that is actually independent, that is a real investigator, that are serious prosecutors that are not tied to DOJ right now. And you need to get real investigators that used to do the job and are not now worried about a federal paycheck. Go get me some top-notch state police officers from some other states, maybe. Let's see somebody do a real investigation that is not going to be tied to the Bureau, because they're going to drag it out. That's what they do. I see this going the way of Stephen Paddock. I see this going the way of the pipe bomber, which is to say a far too competent organization that's not interested in producing results. And the FBI doesn't think they're accountable to you, by the way, or me, or any of the other taxpayers out there in the world. They don't think they have to answer to you. And then they get pulled in front of Congress and they're not held accountable for that either. So they're actually right. We're not going to get answers through, you know, where's that security footage unless Home Depot gives it to us. And we're not going to get what happened by the people that are actually working that case unless something very, very strange happens. The Bureau doesn't operate that way. So that's the first thing. I would just kind of break that mindset that we're going to be able to solve the case from the outside without some real investigation going on.
Well, I mean, you've been a federal investigator. I'm sure you would volunteer to get down to the bottom of this in a transparent way. I know Dan Bongino, former Secret Service agent, he said he'll volunteer Donald Trump, his service, to help get to the bottom of this. The problem is the hearing was scheduled for the 23rd. The Department of Homeland Security is already stonewalling. They're trying to block access to Kim Cheadle. But I mean, we're talking about more than a week from the event to the hearing. I mean, to me, it's like that's plenty of time to cover up, get your story straight, you know, dust off the tracks.
Yes and no. So everyone's looking at this the way that normal criminal investigations go. And here's another question. Why? What is the federal nexus? I looked, I guess, because he was a Secret Service protectee, that there is the federal sort of connection that allows the FBI to take over. But I would much prefer not, you know, that not be the case. The FBI has so much egg on its face right now, and it's not able to solve simple problems where they had an intact device on January 6th, where they had, you know, footage. My team was put on them. We were able to see the person who actually supposedly dropped the pipe bomb get into a specific vehicle with a license plate number. We were not allowed to interview that person. So if there's that kind of stuff going on years ago, like, wouldn't it be nice if we just had like a state police? Why not Pennsylvania State Police take over and do the right thing?
Well, I think it's going to come down to whistleblowers, but I want to get Kyle's opinion on the other side of this. He agrees right now. We'll be right back.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
All right, joining us for the next 22 minutes, Kyle Serafin, former FBI agent turned whistleblower, a great source for analysis and his opinion on this assassination attempt. And what's so crazy about this to me, Kyle, is that, and I get it, there's an RNC going on, and Trump is there, present, but I mean, we were literally milliseconds, millimeters away from him being dead, the whole world being a different place, and so it's this weird thing to me that people aren't acting accordingly, but that's not really the story I'm here to ask you about. I want to pick it up where we left off. Now, I brought up that I think it's going to come down to whistleblowers. I think that that's what this is going to come down to. You're a whistleblower yourself. Where do whistleblowers need to come from, and how can we even get the answers to the questions that we have?
Well, first of all, someone's going to have to internalize the fact that they're going to pay a cost for being a whistleblower. And that's very difficult for a lot of folks to take on. I lost like the house that I lived in. My kids, you know, lost all their friends. We had to move away from New Mexico where we were stationed, and we ended up living with my parents for a while, which is a tough thing to do. So once you internalize that there's going to be a cost, and there's always a cost for doing the right thing, if we're being honest, you paid a cost for just free speech. And I know that, you know, pretty aggressively. That's not what you sought out to do, but you would do it again, I imagine. And so if you're going to be a whistleblower, you're going to probably take it on the chin. But the ones that we're going to see do it are not going to come from the Bureau. They've already had opportunities to expose other malfeasance, and I haven't seen it happen. Now, maybe they weren't in the position, so we'll give them a tiny little bit of grace. I think you're going to see local police do it in the same way that we saw the Covenant, you know, Tranifesto released. It's going to be some semi-senior level lieutenant, captain in either a sheriff's department or in a state police organization, some outfit that saw something and goes, ooh, this is the public's right to know. And you said that the world almost changed forever. I would push more aggressively. I would say that the world did change forever. And I've likened it to some things I learned about genetics, which is to say that when you're exposed long enough to sunlight, you break, like, you only got so many panes of glass between you and cancer. And when you go and get a really good sunburn, you break some of those panes of glass. And you go and expose yourself to toxic chemicals, you break some of those panes of glass. You can't recover from them. You can stretch it out as long as possible. We're in a place where this country is sitting in a dark cabin, and we're looking out, and we don't know how many panes of glass there is, but on the outside of that cabin is the mist from, like, Stephen King's movie or novels. There's some evil that is really waiting to come in. And we just lost another pane of glass because someone broke the possibility of pulling a trigger pointed at a political opponent in this country. And so taking a shot at Donald Trump, and thank God it didn't kill him, but it did kill someone. Like, it sounds like a good man lost his life. A husband and a father is dead because of it. So
things have changed forever for that family and the normalcy of it. And this is the really wild part. We didn't see the political left go, oh my God, we can't do this. This is not what America is about. We saw people say, they almost got him. I hope they get him next time. We saw really, really, really ugly stuff happen. And we are not seeing this sort of convergence, this coalescence of the left and the right in this country that has decided, hey, we've got to do better. And by the way, the guy that's in the White House is completely failing and confused and probably doesn't even know this happened and has probably been told multiple times and he still doesn't get it. Like, that didn't happen. We're not seeing the Ronald Reagan push after the assassination attempt. We're seeing something else. We're seeing a divide where the people in the middle that would normally flock and say, okay, whatever, I may not be in either camp, but I'm definitely not in the camp that shoots at people. So I'm going to be a pro-Trump guy. We're not seeing that movement. And I think it's because people have a real sense of fear of whatever is outside this cabin that I'm talking about. This extended metaphor of there's evil. So they're hunkering down like it's a natural disaster. And for me, that's the worst. There's also people in the political left that aren't even acknowledging that the world has changed, that this happened. There are people that are saying that it was staged. There are people saying that it was made up. And then there are people that are cheering it on and hoping that somebody else will try it. And the real scary thing is the FBI and DHS has actually said two things to go after regular people. Number one, they said they're worried about quote unquote retaliatory attacks. So that means people that are pro-Trump, pro-MAGA might go out there and do violence. That justifies all kinds of intelligence investigations, which very much upsets me and scares me. The second thing that it does is they're talking about follow-on attacks that someone might try to go finish the job. And that is almost encouragement. We've already heard something like that happen. RNC, people pop up with weapons and do dumb things all the time. Dumb people have been encouraged to do dumber things because somebody almost got away with it, millimeters away, as you just said. And so for me, this is not a good place where we're sitting right now as a country. And it's worse. It's dramatically changed between Friday morning and Monday morning when we woke up and started the week.
100%. And of course, you would pick up on that FBI DHS memo or intel release in the same way I did, because I noticed so many people reporting on that missed what I think was the most important part, not the explosives part or any of that. It was what you just said, how they're saying they're anticipating retaliation or follow-ups. Now, knowing what you and I both know, I mean, let's just use the one example that's the most clear cut. The FBI staged an event to kidnap the governor of Michigan. This is not up for debate. This is correct. It came out in court. This is a fact. 21 men involved, 19, I believe, were federal agents. 19 or 18, I forget the exact point, is the vast majority federal agents. So they run campaigns to entrap people to such a ludicrous degree, and then they run a narrative that say, oh, look, they were trying to kidnap the governor, even though it was an FBI plot. So when I see the FBI and the DHS making that statement, that's where my mind goes, that, yeah, they've probably already got a group. Maybe it's two, maybe it's five, maybe it's 10 Trump supporters, as Maxine Waters says, out in the woods doing firearms training.
Well, here's a couple things that I want to point out about this, because Joe Biden got on TV in theoretically a unifying address. And if you noticed, he listed seven or eight events, you know, Paul Pelosi getting hit with a hammer in his underwear. And they talked about the Gretchen Whitmer thing and threats against election officials and January 6th. And the last thing that he mentioned, almost reluctantly that he mentions, is Donald Trump getting shot at, which is a game changer. Like, if you're having some weird person that breaks into your home and supposedly targets you for whatever reason, that's very different than being a politician on stage speaking about leading the free world and taking a shot to the ear.
Well, let's be clear though. Let's be clear. Everything that he mentioned that you just mentioned, most of these were either spun or just outright false flags. Steve Scalise getting shot, well, that was an attempted mass murder. Somebody that's showing up to kill Brett Kavanaugh with a gun, that was real. Somebody trying to kill Rand Paul. I mean, those were the real attacks.
100%. Yeah, like I said, he's conflating things that are not equivalent. They're false equivalency. But the thing that I want to put out there, because you mentioned Whitmer, and so let's just dig into what I refer to as, quote unquote, the playbook. Okay, and my buddies, the Suspendables, you know the pin, you know the guys, Garrett O'Boyle, Steve Friend, George Hill, and then some others that are not publicly named. The Suspendables have honed in on this idea, this counterterrorism investigation style known as, there's other names for it, but I call it the playbook. And it actually predates my time in the FBI. If you guys want to go read the book on how it's done when it's targeting people who are Muslim, you go read a book that's called The Terror Factory. And it was considered required reading for my surveillance team because we did a bunch of quote unquote counterterrorism investigations and surveillance. And almost all the time you'd get this brief and you'd be like, oh my God, this sounds really serious. Like when you get briefed up on what the Michigan Wolverine, you know, the Wolverine Watchmen or whatever they were called, you're like, oh geez, Louise, this is a serious threat. And then you go and actually get the real story and you read the real affidavits and you read the case file that comes out in court and you're like, no, this is the same thing they always do. It's flipping entrapment. It is called by a different name, but morally it is equivalent to entrapment. So let me give the free lesson and I give it whenever I can to any audience that's not my own, you know, podcast. The lesson is this. If you meet somebody online in a chat group, if you're dealing with somebody on a Reddit thread, if you're dealing with somebody in, you know, any of the sort of the backwards kind of like the 4chan or the 8chan or stuff like that. If you talk to somebody and they agree with all your worst ideas, the ones that your family members kind of like give you a look when you say it and they're like, hey, and your wife tells you like, hey, don't talk like that. Like if somebody agrees with all of those ideas, especially the violent ones, and they want to help you carry them out, and they want to do it for the exact amount of money you have. You're looking for a belt-fed machine gun with a thermal sight on it, and it should cost you $24,000 to go buy one on the black market, and they've got one for like $890, and you got $900 in your bank account. That's a Fed. They also tend to work weird hours, like, you know, banker's hours. But that federal either employee or federal undercover employee or a federal, like what they call an OCE, an online undercover, they will work with a CHS, a confidential human source, and they will work to get you to do something. The difference is between what we see in those playbooks and what happened at the fairgrounds or the you know, the shooting where Trump was. I think it was a fairgrounds, right?
A farm, it was basically just an open area.
They give fake weapons. They give fake bombs. They give you a switch to flip so that when they do it, they're like, he intended to blow it up, but we gave him fake bombs. So the bombs didn't actually work and he didn't know anything about bombs. So he could have never actually done the thing. The Bureau loves to set people up with fake weapons, with disarmed, you know, firearms, with filed down or no firing pin. So they will disable these tools before they go out there. What we saw of someone actually being able to get rounds off is a different animal, but being able to go after people for the follow-on attacks, 100%. Like that's what the Bureau is about. And so this is a gold mine for them to be able to open up new statistical accomplishments and get all of that funding covered because they need X number of Title IIIs and they need X number of FISAs and they need X number of arrests and disruptions. There's all these different like little categories that they get incentivized for. And the senior executives from every one of these field offices, all 56 field offices for the FBI, they get paid a bonus, like a five-figure bonus. It's anywhere between $10,000 and $40,000. For doing the job that gets them the right number of investigations into the right types of targets. And I'll just kind of conclude with this because this is the first reason why people heard my name. The first thing I did is I went to Project Veritas and I went to Congress, obviously, but it went through Project Veritas publicly. We shared the FBI was targeting people who have Betsy Ross flags, like you see on the wall behind me, that have the militia violent extremist tag associated with them, which is to say they're people who love America and they believe in the Second Amendment and they think that the founding fathers had the right idea by not trusting government. And they've created a second tag, which has been reported by Newsweek and others. And I know people who have those investigations on them. A 266 Oscar investigation. The 266 is the designation for a domestic terrorism. But that Oscar is called anti-government, anti-authority, violent extremism. People can find news articles on it if they want to go read the AGAVE acronym. This is what they're trying to spin up because they're going to get credit. It's literally a gold star that these FBI executives get. They're getting incentivized with just a gold star and dollars.
It's like the night crawler.
It's in their best interest.
It's like the night crawler. Now let me ask you this and respond how you see fit. Do you think there's a chance that this shooter could have been a CHS?
This is the hardest thing to suss out. I'll be less cautious with your audience than I would be if I was talking to somebody that doesn't take this in good faith. There was a cacophony of errors that had to happen in order to get this guy up on the roof to be able to pull a trigger and get that close to killing Donald Trump and killing somebody. So malfeasance or is it incompetence? there's a like sort of this narrow window that I can imagine where you sort of stack the incompetence up, where everybody had their worst day. The managers didn't do their job. The post standard that was supposed to be up there that Dan Bongino talked about was supposed to be on the roof but chose to go somewhere else and didn't check in. You know, the guys who saw him walk in the door lost him because they were doing a crap job of surveillance. And there's always like sort of like plainclothes surveillance walking in these crowds. I've been one of those guys. Your job is to make sure that everybody can have a good time and, you know, peacefully protest or whatever it is they're going to do. They have to have their First Amendment liberties protected. So if everybody had the worst day possible, I guess there's a narrow window for that. My problem is that I look at the Secret Service and I see an agency that has too much competence in general. I've worked with Secret Service Uniform Division. I've worked with agents that are on the protective side. We've been out there. I was at two different inaugurations. I was at probably somewhere between 8 and 12 different NSSEs, these special events where they are, you know, putting out the full force, where there's counter snipe teams all the way out to 1500 yards and they're doing the job. And they're too good to miss it. So did we have a bunch of temporary people there? Maybe. You know, I think all of us, whether it be me or Corey Mills or Dan Bongino, are kind of walking this line where we're kind of incredulous. I don't want to say the people that were involved in it did something intentional, because that's not my experience with people who work for Secret Service. The people who carry guns for the federal government tend to be a lot like me, and they're a lot like you. They're people that love this country. They serve this country in the military. You know, they're people that volunteered for the profession of arms. But we've also seen a push, and it started under Obama, to move people that don't love this country into those spaces. And a lot of the promotions are coming in for people that just plain suck. There's no other way to say it. Like, they don't have any business in those jobs, and they're scary. And so the director of the Secret Service is kind of like one of those great examples. I'm not ready to say that, you know, the Secret Service intended for this to happen. But it's very uncomfortable to see how many errors would have had to happen for it to be a good faith effort of trying to do protection and not getting the job done. So Corey Mills walked right up to this line the other day, talking to CNN, and blew the mind of the woman he was speaking to. I feel the same way. You know, we're in this moment that is so upside down, and it's the same thing about the FBI not being able to find a guy who dropped a pipe bomb when the device was intact on January 6th. Like, all of these things, they defy credulity is the words I would use. And so we need real answers. We're not going to be able to do this sort of investigation from our homes by looking at various news sources and people posting garbage saying, you know, I was the guy. You read a lot of these things and they're obviously hoaxes right away. I'm seeing people posting TikTok videos of like some poor lady in the crowd that's just too dumb to duck. And she's like holding up a cell phone and trying, because she was conditioned that when something crazy happens, you film it. There's a sympathetic nervous system reaction that happens whenever crazy things happen around you. And we always say it's like the fight or flight syndrome. In reality, if you've worked in emergency medicine, you know there's a third, and it's freeze. They're all Fs. So fight, flight, or freeze. I think this generation, and even people older than me, you know, people under the age of 50 have gotten also conditioned to do film. So it's fight, flight, or film. And like, honestly, people get hit by trains. They get hit by, you know, fire trucks or ambulances that are trying to leave the scene because they just get so stupid. They hold their phone up. So I don't want to focus on the people behind the crowd. You know what I'm talking about. There's the video. So that's really good.
Well, and I'm glad you said that, because people have asked me, because I've chosen with my time here to not really go into any of that either. I've chosen to go with what I can see, what I can add to the formula, what I can work out and say, okay, this adds up, that doesn't add up from what we have. And so I'm glad that you point that out, but
there's another guy too who had like a tongue, and he was like, they're like, oh, he's got a lizard tongue.
It's and
like,
then there's the guy behind in the tie kind of ducking and shuffling people around. Hey, look, it's weird. I get why people are skeptical.
That's right.
But to focus on the things that we either can explain or add up into a formula and say this makes sense or this doesn't, that's what I'm trying to focus on. Now let me jump ship here real quick with the time we have remaining. Three people took a bullet. And again, this is just what we know. There's still a lot of unknowns. We know three people took a bullet. We know one bullet hit the bleachers behind Trump to the right if you're facing him. We know another bullet hit the hydraulic system, that blew the fluid out of it. So that's at least five bullets we know that were fired. Now, other than that, we really don't know. We know at least five bullets were fired. 5 days have happened since then. Is there a reason why we don't know any information about those bullets or about the gun?
Sure, because they're not going to tell you, because they're the federal government. So people have to look at the federal government differently than they would the local law enforcement.
Let me rephrase that. Could we have had that information 24, 48 hours later easily?
Well, it sounds like the ATF did a gun trace in 30 minutes. So I already see like a gun control angle that they're trying to push some of the narrative here that, oh, if we just had a better system, then they could even get it faster and we'd know who owned all the guns. That's a real dangerous slope to be on. We got to kind of push against that as well. Ballistics, how long does it take? I'm sure they can rush it. They could fly it down to Quantico on a jet and they could have it done in a day or two if that was the thing. But you wouldn't know about it. They may already have it done. In fact, the odds are pretty high that this is a really serious and high gravity situation. So people are going to get promoted on how they handle this investigation or how they handle it and keep things sensitive. I don't have a lot of faith in them, but sure, they could do it. They're not going to give you that information is the whole point. And that's why I have a major problem with a federal agency doing this investigation, because the further you get away from the people who actually pay your salaries, like you think about your local cops, if you got a problem with your cops and you're the one who's doing the sales tax in that town and your property taxes fund their patrol cars and, you know, the chief's job and everything else, they're a little bit more responsive to you than the state police. And the state police is going to be less responsive to you, the federal government, because the federal government doesn't care at all. Like, they're getting paid. They can come out there and take your money. They're going to get it every single pay period. They take it right out of that W-2, right? So it's getting paid every single time. They're not accountable to us. And this is the biggest problem that we have. That's my biggest issue with the FBI. They're a black box of investigation. They don't feel like they owe you any accountability. They don't feel like they need to come and update anybody here. So we're getting a lot of speculation. So if you would, I would encourage people to be skeptics. Whatever it is that you get and you're like, aha, that explains it. That's what I want to believe. That's what I think happened. Try to poke holes in that theory yourself. It will make you more sane. I promise you this. Be an investigator if you want to actually investigate. Don't just say, I've connected five dots and even though I had to go squiggly lines, it looks good to me. Be the kind of person that says, I want to believe this, so now I'm going to try to disprove it. That's scientific. That's what investigators actually do. And whatever you believe, oftentimes we'll start off with one sort of theory of a crime, one sort of theory of what happened, and then you'll get some sort of little radical twist and it'll change every single thing you have. It puts a different light on it. It moves the shadow and suddenly you realize, okay, I did have this wrong. I've had moments like that in my career when I was doing investigations where you're just like, one little thing unlocks it all and everything that sounded good and fit well is inaccurate. And it's almost embarrassing. And you're like, thank God I didn't go public with this, or thank God we didn't indict this guy, because we would have just gotten crushed if we took it to trial. So that's the only kind of pause I would ask for people to have, is skepticism, which is a good thing to do about everything you read in the news.
Well said. Now, in closing, I just want to name some things here and just see what you think, because there's a lot of information, because I think everybody agrees with you. I don't think you're changing anyone's mind that we're not going to get transparency from any of this government investigation. But to me, I feel confident that they know all the ballistic information. They know the specifics of the gun. They have any and all security footage, whether it's from the grounds, the venue, whether it's from Home Depot, whether it's from anywhere he drove his car between Home Depot and the rally. I believe they have all that. I believe they know how many shots he fired. I believe they know how many shots Secret Service fired back. I believe they have access to all the communications. They know the exact time he was first identified. They know the exact time of the first shot. Now, we don't have any of this information. Do you agree that they do?
Yeah, the odds are very high. So I worked the shooting at the Pensacola Naval Base, and we went out there and watched this. There was a Saudi pilot trainee that went and shot some airmen at this Pensacola Naval Base. I want to say it was in late 2019. And so, yeah, within the first 24 to 48 hours, all that stuff was locked down. We flew in maybe a day later and we watched the Saudis that were remaining on the base. And so they had a command post. Everybody, you know, worked through the night, gathered all the shell casings. They were working the lines of where he had been shot and where he had gone, and, you know, traced his path and grabbed all the camera footage. 100%. That would all be within a very reasonable expectation that they would have all this stuff. Now, processing all that, it is the government. So we got to be realistic about that too. Even if you're working 24/7, the old joke about the FBI's IT department is that it's yesterday's technology tomorrow. Do they have some of the most incredible capabilities? Absolutely. Do they give it to people that actually work the job that are agents? No, they don't. Actually, I always had old, like 4, 5, 6 year old PCs. So there's going to be a bottleneck there as well. But my hope is that they put the best people on it and that they run the best and tightest and fastest investigation possible, because the man is still out there in the world. Like, Donald Trump is still walking around. He's got a bandage on his ear.
And yeah, so is Joe Biden. Like I said, so is Kamala Harris. So is RFK, right, and Shanahan. I mean, all of these people need the top level training, top level security. I pray, Kyle, I beg God that this does not happen again to any of these, I mean, to any politician. That's how serious this is.
It is.
Kyle, thank you for 100%. Your time. Where can people follow your podcast and work?
I'm mostly on Rumble. That's where I like to do it, but they'll follow on X as well. It's at Kyle Serafin, or it's just rumble.com/Kyle Serafin. You guys can find us there. We go live non-competing with your time zone at 09:30 Eastern time. It's 8:30 in Texas, America.
There he is, at Kyle Serafin. Kyle, thank you for your time. And ladies and gentlemen, there's a reason why I brought Kyle on today, because I trust his judgment. I trust his experience, just like with our guest yesterday. I wouldn't bring them on and ask them these questions if I didn't trust them. So these are sources for me. They're sources for you. All right. We'll take some more calls. We got breaking news, by the way. We got some breaking news that we'll have on the other side, too. It's just gets crazy. I mean, every passing second gets crazier, it feels like, at this point.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off. Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, breaking news. Breaking news. Joe Biden has just canceled his Nevada event. He tested positive for COVID. Joe Biden has canceled his Nevada speech after testing positive for COVID. Now, before we dig in deeper, this is what he said for the second time. This is the second time he said this. This is what he said just a week ago.
Some medical condition that emerged. If somebody, if the doctors came to me and said, you got this problem, that problem. But I made a serious mistake on the, in the whole debate. And look, when I originally ran, you may remember it, I said I was going to be a transitional candidate. And I thought that I'd be able to move from this, just pass it on to someone else. But I didn't anticipate things getting so divided. And quite frankly,
well, I thought you were going to be united.
The only thing age brings a little bit of wisdom. And I think I've demonstrated that I know how to get things done.
Play it again from the top.
So I had some medical condition that emerged. If somebody, if the doctors came to me and said, you got this problem, that problem. But I made a serious mistake.
Okay, that was Biden a week ago saying, if I had a medical condition that emerged, I would drop out of the race. Biden said the same thing in an interview in 2020, I believe it was, when he was running for president and his age was brought up. He said, well, if he had a medical thing, he would drop out. Now, guys, I'm assuming that's fresh footage of him leaving Las Vegas there well, after he tested positive for COVID that we just showed on the screen. Is that what? Okay. Oh, my gosh. Now, remember, they claimed that he was sick. And that's why he had a bad debate performance. Remember that? Claimed he was sick. And then he came out the next day screaming and shouting at an event. All of a sudden, the sickness was gone. He's done two events already this week. And then he cancels today. He's got COVID. And you just saw that video. I mean, he looks more doddering than he ever has. I mean, that video is like, it looks like a guy who, you know, needs help getting in and out of bed at the nursing home. So he looks worse for the wear, but this is just, I think that's it. And I've been unwilling to commit to saying Joe Biden is done. I've gotten to the point where last week I said, no, I do think it's going to be Harris Obama, but I think this is it, folks. I think this is it for Joe. He was literally out at dinner last night. Are they going to blame Kamala Harris's husband for giving him COVID because he had it a week ago or whatever? So I guess Joe Biden is making out with Kamala's husband, but Kamala doesn't get it. And by the way, how's that vaccine working out, Joe? How many vaccines has Joe had and he's now got COVID? I think this is it. I think this is it for Joe. Now this is actually, thank God he's going to drop out from a sickness and not from the worst case possible. So thank God it's for COVID is what it looks like. Or, you know, they'll say long COVID or, you know, maybe he needs to be in an iron lung. That's him last night at dinner shaking hands, folks, kissing people. Literally, he's kissing a woman on TV right now. Last night. So I guess Joe Biden's the criminal super spreader too. Of course, the whole thing's bull crap. The whole thing's bull crap. Whether he has COVID or not or tested positive or not or COVID, it doesn't even matter. The whole story is bull crap. This is the time he's about to drop out. The Democrats know they only have 10 days left to stay on the ballot in these states. This is it. He's done. I'd say right now, 99% he's done. This is it. Look, they're so unpredictable. Everything is so crazy. Joe is so stubborn. His family is so stubborn. There's so much blackmail threatening going back and forth. That I'm not willing to say 100% yet, but given the fact that this is once again the number one story now is Biden dropping out. This has developed in the last 24 hours. Now that they have had multiple calls with the Democrats down ballot, House races, mayor races, governor races, you name it. And they're saying, get him out, get him out, get him out, or we're not going to win a damn thing. The fact that it's the top story on Drudge Report again, that Biden is getting outpolled by Harris and everybody else.
I think it's over. Andrew Yang says, if Democrats insist on running Joe Biden as the nominee, they should never ask anyone for money again because clearly they don't care about winning. I mean, this is hilarious. They voted for Joe Biden. What are you talking about? Joe Biden beat you. You ran against Joe Biden and you lost. This is, again, I'm sorry to be so gleeful at this, and I wish nothing but the health. I wish nothing but the best health of Joe Biden. Nothing but the best health. Nothing but the best security. But this is hilarious. So are the Democrats, what about the threat to democracy? What is this? This is hilarious. So the narrative has changed, guys. The narrative on Joe Biden has changed now. He's the most fit. He's the most healthy. We're protecting democracy. He's the best candidate. He's the best president ever. And just like that, it's going to be, he can't win. He's unfit. He's a disaster. He's a horrible candidate. We need to remove him even though everybody voted for him. And the liberal Democrats and the media won't even bat an eye. They will not even bat an eye. It's like they showed up to pick you up one day in a black Mercedes, and then the next day they showed up to pick you up in a red Mustang, and you say, hey, you had a black Mercedes yesterday. And they say, no, I didn't. I always had a red Mustang. Like, no, I what do you mean? Here's my security footage of my house. Here's my doorbell footage. Here's a picture I took. Here's your black Mercedes. I even complimented you how much I loved your black Mercedes. Now you're in a red Mustang. What's going on? I never had a black Mercedes. I always had a red Mustang. No, look, here's you in a commercial for black Mercedes. No, I red Mustang. I mean, this is crazy. This is crazy. So I think Biden, is COVID going to be the excuse? They have to do it in the next 10 days. Oh my gosh. It was 2016 when he said it? Yeah. All right. Well, look, we're contemplating playing these other clips. You know what? I don't even want to worry about it because we got other things to do. But I mean, folks, this only gets crazier from here. This only gets crazier from here. Donald Trump takes a bullet to the head and he's out the next day at an RNC. Biden gets COVID. He has to cancel all of his events. I mean, this is nuts. This is so epic. All right. I need to take a break, folks. I got to plug our products. We need to sell these products. We need to stay on air. Infowarsstore.com. We got a huge sale going on right now. Look, what are you doing for your cardiovascular health? What are you doing for your blood flow? We have the answer. Nitric Boost, VasoBeat Complete, both on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm telling you, blood flow is so key. Everybody knows cardiovascular health is obviously key, but you need to be addressing this. Nitric Boost, that's the capsule form, 40% off to help with your blood flow and cardiovascular health. The capsule form, 40% off, Nitric Boost at InfoWarsStore.com. I prefer VasoBeat Complete. I take enough capsules every day. I like VasoBeat Complete. I can put a dropper of it in my vitamin mineral fusion juice drink every morning, and it's fine. I prefer VasoBeat Complete, personally, when it comes to addressing my blood flow and my cardiovascular health. And so that's what I like. By the way, if you like working out, if you like lifting weights, great to tag team with whatever pre-workout you're taking as well for vasodilation. You know, when you see the big bodybuilders, they really focus on vasodilation so that they have good blood flow. So all the other proteins and vitamins and nutrients and everything else that they're taking to get all big, is able to get to all their muscles via the blood flow. This is great for vasodilation as well. VasoBeat Complete. It's my favorite when it comes to cardiovascular health. I put it in a drink it down. Good to go. VasoBeat Complete, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, final segment coming up next. Where do we go from here? This is just getting crazier every day.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oil and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body Soul Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
If you're just joining us, Joe Biden tests positive for COVID, not wearing a mask, just last night out of a campaign event, kissing people. Not kidding you, kissing people. He's still maskless. He's barely able to get on an airplane today. It looks like he needs help at the nursing home. Folks, this is, and so now I'd say the odds of him dropping out are higher than ever. I'm more convinced that it's a done deal now more than ever.
So everything just gets crazier. And the Democrats know they're up against the clock to get on some of these states' ballots. They know he's about to get crushed by Donald Trump. And again, and my big thing is, and I'm sorry, I just can't get over this. I don't even know how to properly try to encapsulate this to deliver it to you. But it's just like, how... this is going to be the most incredible expose of liberal Democrat ideology and politics or consistency or truth factor that I think this country has ever witnessed. More so than even the attempt to kill Donald Trump. I'm serious. Because messaging matters, and that's why they have messaging. They have told the American people to vote for Joe Biden. They have voted for Joe Biden twice. They say democracy is at threat. Democracy matters. Protect the vote. Biden is the greatest president ever. He's strong. He's fit. He's everything else. And they're about to remove him, say he's unfit without a single vote. And he can't win against Trump. And the average liberal Democrat voter will not even bat an eye. Again, it's like I can't even properly, I don't even know how to properly present this to you. It will be eye-opening. Because you follow politics, I follow, most people follow politics. Most people don't even know about Biden's COVID test. Most people don't even know Biden dropping out. What? I don't know. They don't know anything about it, folks. Just like the same thing. Like, what did people see in the last 5 days? They don't follow politics. They saw Donald Trump stand up after being shot saying fight. Probably the only political thing they've seen all year. When the news that Biden's dropping out hits, people are going to say, what? This is against everything I've been told. And their liberal friends are just going to totally go along for the ride. I'm telling you, folks, they're just in a complete disaster. It's going to be Harris Obama. You know what though? Michelle Obama might not want nothing to do with this. It's so bad, Michelle Obama might say, I want nothing to do with this disaster. So I don't know what, Harris booty juice? I don't know what they do at this point. This is just nuts. Oh, but don't worry. They're going to destroy some crap on their way out. That you can damn well guarantee. Like this, Biden set to announce support for major Supreme Court reforms. They're going full dictator under Joe Biden. Haven't you ever heard of the separation of powers, three branches of government? The Democrats want to erode that, and now they want the executive branch to take control of the Supreme Court because they didn't get what they wanted, because they're tyrants, because they're control freaks, because they're authoritarians. So, I mean, really, yeah, Biden dropping out is big news. If they try to change the rules of the Supreme Court, that's bigger news than Biden dropping out. I mean, that's almost up there with the Trump assassination attempt. Changing the rules illegally, unconstitutionally of the Supreme Court, you don't have that ability. That is totally unconstitutional. There's a reason why there's three branches of government. They don't care. The Democrats want one-party rule, so they're going to try to rig it to take over the Supreme Court. Simple as that. That's all it is, folks. They are authoritarians. They are the tyrants. All right, yeah, Florida judge dismisses Trump's classified documents case. The D.C. case is in the balance now. I mean, Biden border crisis, seven new illegal immigrant crimes. I mean, it's just stuff is just crazy. Kids getting raped, kids getting murdered. You know, it's Biden's open border. Governor Newsom signs first in-nation bill banning schools' transgender notification policies. In other words, the government can chop your child up, and they don't have to tell the parents. So you can have some deranged... There's all these stories about these teachers that quote unquote rape their students. And I mean, let's just all be adults here. And I'm not saying it's not illegal. I'm not saying it's not appropriate, but you know, a 17-year-old boy getting the opportunity to make it with his hot teacher. Okay. I mean, but you got all these stories. Now it's all these teachers, these female teachers having sex with the students. Again, I'm not saying it's good. I'm not saying it's good. It's obviously illegal. But you got all these teachers having sex with the students, and it's like, you know, okay, they go to jail. That's legal. I mean, let's be real. A teacher that brings a young kid in
that hasn't even hit puberty, brings a young kid in, convinces them they're a different gender than they are, or that they're queer, or that they're a dolphin, whatever, and says, you need to go have this surgery. And by the way, you know, we don't have to tell your parents, wink, wink, nod, nod. Do you want to see how your ding-a-ling works? Your parents don't have to know anything about this. No, we can change it too. And then that kid goes and gets mangled up, and then they don't have to tell the parents. What is worse? What is worse? A teacher convincing a prepubescent child to completely destroy their future and destroy their bodies permanently? Or a female teacher that might be kind of good looking having sex with a 17-year-old student when they're in high school? What is worse? I mean, guys, do you think I'm out of line with this? I'm just trying, let's just have some real talk here, okay? Let's just keep it real. But that's now legal. So it's now legal for a teacher to trick your child into permanently dismembering their body, and they don't have to notify the parents. And they can give them drugs, and they can give them access to surgery, and God knows what else they're doing. And you don't have to tell mommy and daddy. Oh, how do you know it's bad? Because they don't want the parents to know. Was that one of the criminals, guys, that you put on the screen? Yeah, I mean, look at this woman, guys. I mean, they're investigating this woman. A 17-year-old boy had sex with the teacher. I mean, good Lord, what a crime. What, he's a victim, I'm sure. And look, again, I mean, let's just, we're all adults here, okay? 17-year-old boy has a sex drive, and I'm not saying it's right. Obviously, the teacher is bad and the criminal. She's not a criminal because it's being investigated. We're just joking here. They just searched this. Okay, well, I don't know what's going on. The crew, they're going to get me in trouble. That woman is 100% innocent. 100%. Okay, they just put it on the screen. That woman is 100% innocent. Let's just be perfectly clear. All right, we all get the point. We're coming off the rails here. But that's now legal in California. And so because of this insanity, Elon Musk is completely leaving California. He says the Democrat Party has moved so far to the left that the Republican Party is now the party of the center. Because of this new law in California, he's moving ex-headquarters to Austin, Texas, the home of InfoWars for now. He says this is the final straw. Because of this law and the many others that preceded it, attacking both families and companies, SpaceX will now move its headquarters from Hawthorne, California to Starbase, Texas. So he's moving SpaceX as well. Bye, California. You freaks. MSNBC is angry because George Bush, Mike Pence, Mitt Romney, Liz Cheney, and Paul Ryan did not get invited to the RNC. They're angry. They're upset about that. Yeah. How do you feel about that? Now, I'm not going to get into this whole RNC, who belongs, who doesn't. I don't care, folks. I really don't. And freaking out and caring over that is just high school level drama. And I just want to win. Okay? Whatever it takes. I want to win. All right. All right, we'll go out with clip 26. This is also going on. By the way, MSNBC hosts, CNN hosts are all getting peacefully, politically confronted at the RNC. Here's a live feed from CNN. A guy has a shirt on behind their live feed that says, "Where is the Jeffrey Epstein client list?" Look at this hero. Not all heroes wear capes.
And weeks, you had no idea. Now, one thing to remember is that Donald Trump has a very tight-knit security team. He has been with the same detail for years. He is very close campaign.
You think that'll happen at the DNC? I don't know, maybe. Maybe. Wow. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that does it for today's show. Again, I don't know. Just they'll probably try to sue us. That woman we put on the screen is totally innocent, had nothing to do with anything. It was all a joke. We were not kidding. We are not blaming any women for anything. It was all just a joke, all sarcasm. All right, we're going to take more calls. We're not going to give up the assassination stuff. We'll be back tomorrow.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wig of America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Infowars.com/show.